that's a pasuk in the Chumash. Doesn't say explicitly that the chametz is also b'hanoah. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. The majority of the time say the chametz is also b'hanoah. And Rav Gerz Haglili says, Tameh al atzmecha. How can you say such a thing? The chametz is also b'hanoah. Very strange expression, Tameh al atzmecha. So that's what the Achronim discussed. Why did he say? He should have just said he disagrees. The Tanaim darshan it. The Gemara has some machlokes chiske v'rababo. How do you know the chametz is also b'hanoah? So Rav Gerz Haglili doesn't accept either of the suggestions of chiske v'rababo. So he held that it's muta b'hanoah. Why do you say tameh al atzmecha? Must be that he had some kind of a hechra. It has to be muta b'hanoah. So that's a question. Why that expression? But we pasken against him. We pass chametz also b'hanoah. Min ha-Torah. And chametz is also bal yerabai matzah. You're not allowed to have it in your possession. Bal yerabai matzah says there's 7 days of duration, the 7 days of Pesach. What's the story? Erev Pesach, ach b'yom rishon tashbisu. The Gemara says the beginning of Pesachim, but the yom rishon does mean the first day. Pesach means Erev Pesach, Erev Yontov. You have to destroy the chametz. The Gemara understands that ach chilek means you split the day in half. So Erev Pesach before Chatzos is this man of the Kiyum Esei, the Pasuk Tashbisu contains within it both the Kiyum Esei and an Iser Esei. So there's a Kiyum Esei to destroy whatever chametz you have before Chatzos. You don't wait till after Chatzos, I'll be Pashtus. Mordechai quotes one of the Balei HaTosfos who used to say the Kazayis of chametz till after Chatzos to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. But we don't do that because we assume that the Zman of the Kiyum Esei is before Chatzos, not after Chatzos. And Tashbisa also implies an Iser Asei that you have to ach chilek, you split the day in half. So in the afternoon, you're not allowed to eat chametz, you're not allowed to get hanor from chametz, you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession. That's Alpi Pashtus. That's an Iser Asei. Is there an Iser Lav if a person eats chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? So that's a machlokes hatanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a lav if you eat chametz on Erev Pesach. There are three psukim. There are three different psukim that say you're not allowed to eat chametz. And one pasuk goes on Pesach, one pasuk goes on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, and one pasuk goes on chametz over all of HaPesach, that it's an Issa deraisa. If you hold that it's an Issa deraisa, it doesn't make a difference by the chametz shel Yisrael, the chametz shel Nachri. When Pesach comes, all the chametz in the world becomes also b'achila, also b'anoah, l'yoel and void, period. So you can't have an institution of mechiras chametz. You can have it, but then you can't buy it back from the goy. You got to sell it to the goy before Pesach comes, before Chatzos and Erev Pesach, and then it's also b'anoah, l'yoel and void, period. And he said, there, I said, we don't pass like that. We pass like Reb Shimon. The chametz kodem zmanai is only an Issa Rasei. And chametz lachas manai, there's no love. The Gemara just says knas kanas Reb Shimon. That's chof tesem and al knas kanas Reb Shimon. It's a knas min the rabbanah chametz over all of HaPesach. It should serve as a deterrent for people. People are going to leave chametz in their possession and make believe that they didn't have any chametz. So to serve as a deterrent, so the chachamim said that chametz al HaPesach is also b'hanoah. So Reb Shimon's opinion is the chametz on Erev Pesach is only an Iser Asei. There's no lav, and there's no lav on chametz she'over all of HaPesach. And Reb Yehuda's opinion, the Gemara has Tlosa Kroi Ksivi. That's what the Gemara has on Chof Ches on the base. There are three psukim. My time with Reb Yehuda, how come Reb Yehuda says there's a lav kod in Pesach, there's a lav lach at Pesach, Tlosa Kroi Ksivi, one pasuk goes, Chad L'Terch Zmanachan, Lifnei Zmanachan, Lach HaZmanah. Sure. Reb Shimon holds not so. It's only an Iser Asei and Erev Pesach. What exactly is the definition of chametz? So the Gemara says that there's a chemical reaction when you mix certain flours with water, it'll turn into chametz. And sometimes the chemical reaction is called sirchon. Something will happen. So if you mix kidneys with water, so the Gemara says that's not bole de chametz, it's bole de sirchon. If you mix chitasara and so on, the chameshes mini dogan with the water, that's bole dechimutz. The Tanaim experiment, and they said that's bole dechimutz. If you mix, we discussed it earlier this year, if you mix orz v'dochen, that's machlegs abyechem enuri nechachamim. They mixed it and they looked at it, and the Chachamim said that's called Sirchen. Rabbi Yehemaniri said, no, that's called Chimutz. That was Machlekes. What's the degree of Chimutz that's necessary? Chimutz is a process that takes a while. If you mix flour with water and you let it, and you do Hisaskas with it, Afilu Kalayam Kula, it doesn't become Chametz. It only becomes Chametz if you let it sit by itself. And how long does it have to sit? So the Gemara says, Kidei Hiluch Mil. If it just sits for a mil, then for sure it didn't become chametz yet. Unless the room is warm, unless it's not the normal conditions. If it's warm, maybe it will be mamahil hachmetz. But if it's a normal water, and it's a normal temperature in the room, then it's not mamahil hachmetz. So less than a shear mil, for sure it does become chametz. After the shear mil, then you start thinking whether it became chametz or not. Usually it takes a few hours for something to rise, for the dough to rise. So the Mishnah has that the chimutz is a process. The beginning of the process is called Seor, Shin Yud Aleph Vav Resh. The Gemara of the process is called chimutz. That's a Mishnah Mem Chesam Beis. Seor, Shin Yud Aleph Vav Resh, not to be confused with Seor. In the Chumash, the Torah talks about Seor. Seor means I mix flour with water, and it took hours till the whole dough rises. And then I want to, how does the dough rise? The microorganisms from the air get in and they multiply and they eat up a lot of the dough and that causes it to rise. So if next time I want to make challahs, I don't want to wait 5 hours for the stuff to rise, 10 hours for the stuff to rise. What to do is to save, instead of just mixing flour with water, waiting, hoping and praying that the microorganisms, the invisible microorganisms, they're microscopic, will fly in from the air, so I'm going to save a bar of this dough. I'm going to save a little bit of the raw yeast for next week, and I'll bake all the challahs for this week, and then I'll save a little bit of the raw yeast for next week. By the time it comes next week, next Thursday, and my wife is going to make the challahs, the microorganisms will have eaten up more dough, and they'll keep on multiplying. There won't be any dough left. Won't be any flour with water left. It's only going to be microorganisms. It's going to taste awful. The Gemara says it's nifsal ma'achila. The Gemara, the first perek in Beitza, says that se'or, ki chol se'or b'chol d'vash, the se'or is the raw dough that you leave over for next week. That's already nifsal ma'achila. There's a question, how much nifsal ma'achila is it? Is it nifsal ma'achila sa'adam only, or is it even nifsal ma'achila sa'kelev? The Ravid's opinion is that it's even nifsal ma'achila sa'kelev. The other Rishonim assume not so, that it's only Nifsa Machila Sa'odom. So usually in Kol HaTorah Kula we have a pasuk that says, Nevela may not be eaten. What should you do with the Nevela? Lagera Shabbashachet Tadan Vachala, or Machala Nachri, sell it to a goy, or give it to a ger toshav. Lagera Shabbashachet refers to a ger toshav, not to a ger. A ger who converts is not allowed to eat Nevela Trefa. So obviously Lagera Shabbashachet means Ager Toshav. So the Tanoim have a machlokes in the end of Masechus Avodah Zarah, Daf Samaches, machlokes of Yudah Reb Shimon, and we pass on like Reb Shimon that Nevela she'ein ruya lager ain't a kruya Nevela. If you have non kosher food and it becomes nifsal me'achilos ha'odom, it's mutter min ha'Torah. It's mutter to eat it. It's only osa b'achil. All macholos asurus are only osa b'achil. Calls man that to have a shame Michael. Once it's nifsal me'achilos ha'odom, it's pocket of shame Michael, and there's no iser. Is there an Issa Midrabban? So that's a machlok is the Rosh and the Ramban. The Rosh thinks that Midrabban on it's also because of Achshavei. The fellow is eating it, so he demonstrates that as far as he's concerned, it is Roy Lachila. It doesn't really say it explicitly in the Gemara anywhere, but that's the way we pass like the Rosh. The Rosh quotes the Ramban, holds it even Midrabban on this Mutter. The Rosh disagrees. He has a diuk from a Mishnah. There's a diuk from a Mishnah, but it doesn't really say the Perush. In the beginning of the second Chelik Yeruday, they pass like the Rosh, that if you have Macholos Asuras, you have Nevelo, Trefa, that's Nifsal Me'achilos Adam, Shemen HaTorah, Mutar B'Achila, and with the Rabbanon, they asked it because of Achshavei. You can only say Achshavei if the person eats it in the spoiled state. Let's say he has some salami that he left out of the refrigerator for 2 months, and it's all moldy and it's smelly and it's awful. No normal person would want to eat it. He sits and he eats it. So he demonstrates that as far as he's concerned, it's not divsam achilos odin. What happens if he takes the moldy salami, the trefa salami, and he mixes it in with sugar and flavoring and ice cream, and now it tastes delicious? But the salami, it tastes delicious because of the other things that he mixed in. He would never have eaten it before he mixed in all the other flavoring. He only eats it bitarubas after he mixed in all the other things. So then the Rosh will not apply his chiddush. How can you say he demonstrates that as far as he's concerned it was never nefsim achila? It was nefsim achila. He wouldn't have eaten it yesterday. Today he eats it because he poured in vanilla flavoring and sugar and all tasty stuff. So then the Rosh, that's how all the achrayim assume, that the Rosh is chumra, that it's nefsim achila sodom, is also the Rabbanon. Because of achshavei, it's only if you're eating it when it's bien, when it's still nefsim achila, so you demonstrate that subjectively, as far as you're concerned, it was never nefsim achila. But if you mix in other flavoring, that doesn't demonstrate that it was never nefsim achila. It was nefsim achila. So on the Chumash says that Sa'or, despite the fact that it's not royal achila sodom, may not be eaten on Pesach. There's a din of Isar achila and Isar anoa and a bal yirah by matzah. So the Gemara in the first parak in Beitza quotes the Tosefta in Beitza. Why is that so? Why is Sa'or an exception to the rule that it's not royal achila sodom and it's still usur? So the Tosefta says, because it's Reila Chametz by Yisus Acheris, because you can use it to serve as an ingredient. Next time the Baba Basta is going to bake challahs on Thursday for Shabbos, so you're going to take this bar of raw dough, raw yeast, that she left over from last week, that's absolutely not Reila Achilo Sodom at all. She's going to mix it in, and then you're going to eat the whole thing. So if you have, let's say, a tub of Crisco, Crisco is like rubber. So Crisco used to be treif. And now I think it's under Hashgacha, and now it's kosher. So if you have something that's treif, that's not royal achila at all. No normal person would sit and eat Crisco. But Crisco is used as an ingredient. They sell it in the stores. And you mix it into food, and at the end of the day, it tastes delicious. So this pasuk that says that Sa'or is also, we assume, Rav Chaim Oizen and Tshuva points this out in Achayaza, we assume, the Tanaim assume, that it's not a Gzeres HaKosov, an exception to the rule by Pesach. From the pasuk of Sa'or, we derive to Kol HaTarkula, that whenever you have Macholas HaSuetz at Nefsa Machila, but it's aimed to serve as an ingredient, like Sa'or, the raw yeast, or like a Crisco, or something like that, it's aimed to serve as an ingredient in food, and at the end of the day, will become that you're going to eat the whole thing. It's going to become Roy Lachila at the end of the day, after you mix it in. So then it retains the din of Oichel. That's the din of Sa'or. So that's what the Chumash calls Sa'or. Sa'or means that it's chametz dog and gomer, but it became, you left it so long that the microorganisms are eating up all the dough, and they're multiplying, million, billion, trillion, zillion microorganisms, and it tastes awful, nefsim achila. But it's where the chametz is acheras, so that's why it retains the din of chametz. And Mishnah speaks about seyer. Seyer is a different thing. Chimutz is a process, so there's a beginning of the process and an end of the process, like we spoke about death. Death is a process. At the beginning of the process is called gesisa, and the end of the process is called death. So you have to know, when is it considered goses? Sometimes the goses has a different din. There are certain dinim where you say the goses has a special halacha. So when is it considered gesisa? When is it considered the gemara of the process? That's the big machlokes today among the different rabbanim. What's considered the moment of death? So here there's a machlokes atanaim. When is the beginning of the process of chimutz? When is the gemara of the process? So the Mishnah records a machlokes Reb Yudah and Reb Meir. So when is the beginning of the process? So Reb Meir is the big machmer. He says when the dough rises in hechsif upanav and it turns grayish, the surface turns colors a little bit grayish, that's the beginning of the process. And the gemara of the process is when the dough rises so much and the tiny little cracks on top, that's called kikane chagovim, like the horns of grasshoppers. You have little cracks on top. Reb Yudah is not so machmir. Reb Yudah says no, that kikane chagovim is the beginning of the process. That's seyor. And when you have siduk, when the tiny little cracks on top of the dough that rose, are joining together, you have bigger cracks, so that's Seder Chametz Dagen Gomer. You only chayv kares if you eat chametz dagen gomer. If you eat seyor, for sure there's no kares. And there's a machlekes hatanaim, is that iser of eating seyor, is that an iser deraisa and iser derabbanan? That doesn't appear explicitly here in Psachim, Amem, Chesam, and Beis, but it appears explicitly in Menachos. And they tell you on the side, Menachos, daf nun gimel. Why is it in Menachos? Because we read in the Parsha, in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Tzav, we spoke about it yesterday, that lo se'yafa chametz, if you take a mincha and you cause it to become chametz all year long, not only at Pesach, you get malchus. So what if a person, or let's say a korban toida, so when, also on today's Sedra, in Parsha's Tzav, when you bring a korban toida, so you bring 4 minim of chalas, matzahs, 30 of them, there are 3 minim, 10 each, so 30 of them are matzah, and 10 of them, the fourth min is chametz. So the question is, what if you'll bring, for the fourth min, you'll bring chametz that's only seor, the tchilas ha-process, the beginning of the process. Will you be yotze yachiv korban toida? Or is it acceptable for matzah? Is it acceptable for chametz? So it's a shayla all year long, not just a shayla for Pesach. So the Gemara there in Menachos Daf Nun Gimel shows that that's another machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir. Rav Meir is the machmer over here as far as one is the beginning of the process, one is the end of the process. Hechsif Panov is the beginning of the process of chametz. It's already called seir, and Kerkani Chagovim is the Gemara of the process. And Rabbi Yehuda is the Mekel, when is the beginning, is Karnech HaGovim, when is the Gemara of the process of Chimutz, is Siduk, Shinesar B'Hatzdokim Zeh B'Zeh. And then the Gemara reads in between the lines also, the Rabbi Yehuda, the first Tana, the Mekel, he says, one who eats Seir on Pesach, Potter, means he don't get Malkus, it's only an Issa de Rabbanan. And the Gemara in Menachos understands that Rabbi Meir disagrees, he holds no, that Seir is an Issa de Raisa, there's no Kores, but there's an Issa de Raisa if you eat it. The Gemara has a tradition here, the top line on Lamed Hei Amud Beis, that may pay the same machmitzim. If you mix flour with water and you let it sit long enough, it's going to turn into chametz. The Gemara says if you just let it sit a shear, less than a shear mill, that for sure didn't turn into chametz. How long is a shear mill? So the Mishnah Berurah says that a shear mill is 18 minutes. And Professor Leo Levy used to teach here physics in the college. He used to live in the neighborhood. He had smicha from Rabbi Breuer. He was from Breuer's community. He was a big Talmid Chacham, and then when he moved there, it's only took over Machon Lev. After Professor Lev retired, he took it over. So he put out a book on Zmane Hayom Bahalocha. So he quotes in his Sefer, in the Hebrew part, he quotes some Achronim say that this idea that a shear mill is 18 minutes was on a different system of counting time, not the way we have. We have 24 hours a day, and every hour has 60 minutes, and every minute has 60 seconds, and so on. So those Achronim said 18 minutes, they had a different system of counting. And our language, that's really 22 and a half minutes. That's what he quotes from Achronim. The Mishnah Berurah always says, shear mill is 18 minutes, but that's not on our... That's not on our system. On our system, it really is the equivalent of 22 and a half minutes. So anything that's less than a shear mill, you mix flour with water, and it's sitting less than a shear mill, that's on Mem Vavim and Aleph. The Mishnah has, someone mixed flour with water, and it's not Karnei Chagovim, it's not talking to us. A Cherish is Mishayna Medaber. Cherish is one who can't talk. Cherish usually means deaf. But sometimes it means a deaf-mute, they can't talk. So you mixed flour with water, you have a dough, and it's not talking to us. The Mishnah says, Batek Acheresh, you have a dough that's not talking to us. It doesn't have Chsif Bochpanot, doesn't have Karnech HaGavim, it doesn't have Siduk. We don't know whether it's Chametz or not. So how do you know? You just sit there, you don't see anything. It doesn't tell us whether it's Chametz or not. So the Mishnah says, if you mix another batch of flour with water, at the same time that you mix this one and the other one turned into chametz, you should assume that this one, Yeshka Yotzebo, Shechmitz, Harei Zosef, there's another batch of dough that he mixed at the same time, so just like that became chametz, you assume that this one also became chametz. So the Gemara says, and what if there's no other batch of dough? How are you going to know? So the Gemara says, a shear mill. Less than a shear mill, for sure it's not chametz. More than a shear mill, you begin to think about whether it's going to become chametz. It can take hours and hours till you're going to have karnich agovim, or till you're going to have, unless you put in some yeast that'll hasten the process, that'll become chametz faster. So again, so the Gemara has a tradition of lamenhem and base on the top line that may perish a machmitz. This reaction that if you mix flour with water and you let it sit long enough, the microorganisms will fall in from the air and they'll cause it to become chametz. That's only if you mixed it with water. Mixed it with may perish, it doesn't become chametz. So there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What does that mean? So Tosfos says, no problem. May perish a machmitz doesn't become chametz. Rashi says, no, may peris with flour can never have the gemar hachimutz process. But the tchilas hachimutz it can have, and it's memahe lahachmetz. That's a gemar lamed vavim and aleph. Mamash, the two gemaras are facing each other. Lamhe and base lamed vavim and aleph. So Rashi says on lamed vavim and aleph, the gemara sounds like it says that if you mix flour with may peris, it's memahe lahachmetz. How can it say may peris hay machmitzim? So he says they're both true. May peris hamachmitzim, Rashi says, means that it never will reach the gemar hachimutz process unless you mix in water. If you have may peris, if you have apple juice with water, or you have orange juice with water, then it'll be memar lahachmitz, and because of the may peris, and because of the mayim, it'll become chametz dogen gomer. But if you have may peris alone, it'll be memaher. The tchilas hachimutz process will start faster. Then 22 and a half minutes, you don't have that grace period, but it'll never become chametz dogen gomer. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says, no, may peris hamachmitza means if you only mix in may peris, nothing will happen. You can let it sit all day long, nothing will happen. If you mix may peris with water, then the Gemara says on Lamed Vav and Aleph that it's been mayel hachmitz. But may peris alone is nothing with nothing. The Rambam writes this din may peris hay machmitzim. Then the Rambam writes another din that if you have kidneys, if you grind up kidneys and you mix it with water, and it'll also rise, so that doesn't become chametz. Only the chameshes mine dogam are boiled day mechimutz, and everything else is boiled day sirchon. It's a different chemical reaction. So there's a hasagas arrived on the page. And there are different editions of the Rambam which have the Hasagas Arayvin in different places. Some of the old editions used to have the Hasagas Arayvin on the Rambam by kidneys. That the Arayvin says that even though kidneys is not bole de chimutz, chametz dogen gomer, but tchilas hachimutz process it will have. So that's quite a chiddush. So then we can understand why Ashkenazim started a minig. That the only kidneys are Pesach, because kidneys is boled dechim, it's like May Paris, according to Rashi. That we're machma for Rashi. We don't eat egg matzahs, even though the egg matzah only has egg and it has apple juice in it. It's all May Paris. So we're machma like Rashi. Rashi holds that the May Paris is memar lahachmiz, even though you didn't mix in any water. It'll never become chametz dogen gomer, but the tchilas hachimutz process will occur. It'll become seor. So we're choshish for the Rashi. So it could well be that the minig not to eat kidneys is based on the Gemara Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara says, in the Reish Galusa's home, the people in charge of the kitchen were not such Yirei Shamayim. They didn't have bachrim from the yeshiva cooking all the food. They're plain Jewish people. They weren't some didactic, so and they were preparing kidneys there. So Rava was surprised. Ika d'shorki ha'milsa b'duchta d'shchichi avdi. Are you allowed to do that? You shouldn't allow them to have kidneys. That's what Tosfos quotes from the Rabbeinu Hananel, that the pshat and the Gemara of Pirush Ha'orech, not Rabbeinu Hananel. Tosfos quotes the bottom line of Tosfos on Mem Amibes. They quote the Aruch, that the Gemara is talking about kidneys, and Rabbi said it's not right to allow kidneys but the people in charge of the kitchen are not some medaktik mitzvahs. What's the problem? So if that Hasogas Arayvit belongs where they printed it in the old editions of the Rambam, that kitnius is boled yechimutz, it's not, kitnius can never become chametz dagan gama, but the beginning of the process will take place, so then we understand why there's a chashash, not to eat kitnius on Pesach. The Pashtus says that it's a misprint, that the Arayvit doesn't belong on kitnius. The Arayvit belongs on the Halach and the Rambam, when the Rambam says they may peris, they machmitz him. So the Rambam says they machmitz him at all. The Rambam learns like Tosfos, Amlam and Hamid Beis, they may peris, they machmitz him at all. So the Ravid is in disagreement with the Rambam. Says no, he holds like Rashi. May peris not will never become chametz dag and gomer, but chivas achimetz process, it will become. The Chachamim introduced the Takone of Bedikas Chametz. In Shulchan Aruch they quote him Machlokes HaRishayim. Tosfos has a suggestion in the first perek. Tosfos has a suggestion that maybe the obligation to do Bedikas Chametz is deraisa, calls man you weren't yet mevatel. The Gemara said, "Hirsh Bedikas Chametz is only the Rabbanan, and therefore we have leniencies. Therefore we have kulas. What's a kula?" What's the coolest? So the Gemara says, usually a cotton doesn't have namanis, a child before bar mitzvah, boy or a girl before bar mitzvah, doesn't have namanis to say that something is kosher, or to say that they were tovel akelim. A lot of times women buy new pots and pans and forks and knives for Pesach, or glasses, and then they send the children before bar mitzvah to be tovel in the mikveh. So even though we assume that tefilas kelim on glassware, is only the Rabbanon. Shulchan Aruch says the cotton doesn't have namanis, even on a din de Rabbanon. What he has namanis, that's a Mishnah at the end of the second parak in Ksubis, the cotton shehigdil. If the kid was toivulet when he was a cotton, and now he became bar mitzvah, we're not going to use it glasses till Pesach. And at Pesach he tells us that last week, before he became bar mitzvah, he personally supervised, he was toivulet kelim in the mikvah. So usually cotton shehigdil is ain't a neman for dinam deraisa, but here for dinam derabbanan, the Mishnah says he is neman. The cotton will say, I remember as a child I went to school, cheder, and one of the boys was a kohen. His father used to take him to the mikveh before shkia. They should have harishemesh, he should be able to eat truma. So the cotton is neman to say on truma derabbanan that Pliny is a kohen and that he can eat the truma. Cotton shehigdil is neman to say ad kai hayinam mahalchim. On Shabbos, the Trum Shabbos goes so far, he remembers Bikatnusa, because Trumin is only the Rabban. The Kotten says, I remember the Rebbe wrote in the blackboard, I remember the Rebbe's handwriting, and he makes a Kiyam Ashtar. The Kotten Shehigdal makes a Kiyam Ashtar. He recognizes the handwriting based on what he remembers from before his Bar Mitzvah. So with respect to Dinam Deraisa, he wouldn't be believed, but since Kiyam Shtoris is only the Rabbanan, and Trumin is only the Rabbanan, and Trumin is only the Rabbanan, so all the Dinam Deraisa, Kotn Shehigdil is Nema. So we might say that a Kotn Shehigdil is Nema to say he was Tevil Tfilas Kalim on the glassware. That's only the Rabban. But he's not Nema Bikatnuso. He doesn't have the money to Bikatnuso. Here the Gemara says that since Bedikas Chametz is only the Rabbanan, so we believe a Kotn. If a Kotn says, I was by the Chametz, and knew a Rabbanan by the Rabbanan. The Chachamim allowed, the said that we have to introduce a Kula by Bedikas Chametz, because the whole need for Bedikas Chametz is only the Rabbanon, so we even trust the Kotten. It's interesting. Why do they have to find a Kula? In Kolotar Kula, you don't have such a Kula. The Kotten is not Nehman, the Katnusa. Why all of a sudden here they had to come up with a Kula? So there's an interesting Ravid. The Ravid on the bottom of the Rif has an interesting comment. He says that normally, Sveika the Rabbanon Kula. But here, if you have a room, you don't know whether there's any Chametz or not. Some Misafik should say, you're not Mukhayev to be Baidik, but that's exactly what Bedikas Chametz is all about. Whenever there's a Safik, then maybe there's Chametz, you have to be Baidik. So you don't say over here, Sveika the Rabban of the Kula. So they had to come up with a new Kula. You have to demonstrate that Dinam the Rabbanan are not as Chomer as Dinam the Rais. You have to go out of your way to demonstrate. So normally we always say like that, Safik the Rabban of the Kula. So it's a dead giveaway that this, any given din, is the Rabbanan, because Sveika the Kula. But by Bedikas Chametz, they were mechayiv you to do bedikah ala sofik, so you don't have that kula. that Sofik the Rabbanon the Kula. So they had introduced, they had invented a new Kula, so they came up with the Kula that the Kotlin's them and the Katnuso, to say that he was Bedik the Chametz over here. New Rabbanon with the Rabbanon. The Gemara says, why is Bedikas Chametz only the Rabbanon? Because by the Raisa, the Bitol Bialma Sagi. So there's an opinion in the Balei HaTosef, and that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. The Bitol Bialma Sagi means if you were Mevatel Chametz, then the need for Bedikas is only with the Rabbanon. Because when you weren't yet Mevatel Chametz, then the need for Bedikas Chametz is the Raisa. It'll chap nafkeminis. What if a person started to eat before Bedikas Chametz? You're not allowed to start eating before Bedikas. Not allowed to start eating before you shake a lulav, or before you listen to the Tkiyah Shofar. Not supposed to start eating. So what if he started, by mistake, he started to eat? So if Hischal beheter, then you can continue eating, even if it's a din d'oraisa. Hischal beyisr, then the Gemara and Shabbos, and the first paragraph distinguishes between a din d'oraisa and a din d'rabban. So that's a shaila, whether Bedikas Chametz Koidim should be till. Bedikas Chametz Lacha should be till, that the Gemara says, is only by the Rabban. That's him, new Rabbanim with the Rabban. It's interesting that the Ravid writes like that, the Ravid on the bottom of the riff writes like that, that the Chachamim went out of their way to make a Kula by all Dinim the Rabbanon, by normal Dinim the Rabbanon, every normal Dinim the Rabbanon, you have a built-in Kula, Sofik the Rabbanon the Kula, by Bedikas Chametz, all Bedikas was instituted Allah Sofik, so they had to go out of their way to make another Kula, because that Kula doesn't apply, Sofik the Kula. So they made the kula, the cotton is naman the katnusa. Emnu rabban rabban. It's interesting because there's a Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim where the Rambam writes that the Bezna Gorl has the right, is authorized by the Torah to make Zeres the Rabban. So he raises an issue, why shouldn't this be a violation of Baal Tosef? So there's a funny line in the Rambam. This is a question that all the Rishonim talk about. The Rashba and before the Rambam, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi and the Kuzari, a lot of Rishonim talk about it. Tosfos in different Masechtos talks about it. How do you have the right to introduce Dinim Rabban? Why shouldn't all the Dinim Rabban be a violation of Baal Tosef? So the Rambam says the Torah authorizes the Chachamim to make Gzeirah de Rabbanon, but if they're going to make Gzeirah de Rabbanon and fool the public into believing that it's a Din d'oraisa, then they're in violation of Baal Tosef. If they say clearly that it's only a din d'rabbanan, then they're not in violation of Baal Tosef. That's what it sounds from the Rambam. And the Ravid has a hasoga there, and he says, he sounds like he's saying, you're permitted to fool all the people all the time. There's nothing wrong if you fool people into believing that the din of d'rabbanan are really a din d'oraisa. V'haraya, that the Chachamim many times made a din d'rabbanan, and they quoted a pasuk, and they fooled the public in order to fool the public into believing that it was a din d'oraisa, and the Gemara says it's only asmachta b'alma. So it sounds like some machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, is there an avera to fool the public? The Rambam holds it's an avera of Baal Tosef if you fool the public, and the Ravid holds you're allowed to fool the public, there's no avera of Baal Tosef. Why should that be Baal Tosef? Everyone should agree there's an avera to fool the public. That's an issa. An issa to tell a lie. Why should it be a machlokes? So Rav Soloveitchik, the mashal that the Rambam gives is, Basa b'chalav is a din d'oraisa, but chicken and milk is only midirabbanim. So what if the rabbanim will say that the isa basa b'chalav, chicken and milk is an isa d'oraisa? So that's a mashal that the Rambam gives. So this Rambam is quoted in Hilchas Basa b'chalav. When you learn Yerideya, Hilchas Basa b'chalav, so the Shach quotes that. Because there's a stirin between two Rambams. In Hilchas Basa b'chalav, Hilchas Macholos Asuras, the Rambam, I think, writes that Besar Chaya is deraisa. Besar Of is derabbanan, but Besar Chaya is deraisa. Hilchas Mamrim, the Rambam gives a mashal Besar Chaya. If the Rabbanim will say that to cook deer's meat with milk is an isa deraisa, then they'll be in violation of Baal Tosef, because in truth it's only the Rabbanim. So obviously there's a steer in the Rambam. Rambam changes his mind. You don't know which one he wrote first, which one he wrote second, but there's a steer in Eibay, in the Mishnah Torah. One place he writes that Besar Of, only Bisar Raif is the Rabbanim, Bisar Chai is the Raif. And the other place he writes that they're both the Rabbanim, Bisar Chai is also the Rabbanim. So this is quoted in Yerideya Hilchas Basa B'chalav, this Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik said that Rav Chaim, his grandfather, interpreted that nobody means to say that it's mutter to fool the public. What the Rambam meant to say was, if the Chachamim will introduce a din de Rabbanim with the same Chaimer Hadin as a din de Raisa, then they'll be in violation of Baal Tosef. Torah authorizes them that they have the, they're authorized and they're encouraged to make gzeiros derabbanan, asul mishmeres lemishmarti, but they're not supposed to be machmer with respect to the dinim derabbanan to the same extent as the dinim deraisa. If they'll put on the same chumras, called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun, but if they'll put all the chumras that you have on the dinim deraisa and the dinim derabbanan, so that's too much. That's already a violation of baltais. And the Ravid is massing on the Rambam. He says, no, that's why they made asmachtas. Not the asmachta, the idea, not that the Ravid is massing, the idea of behind an asmachta is to fool the public into believing that it's an Issa deraisa. No. Probably the Ravid also agrees that you're not allowed to fool the both. The Rambam and I both told you're not allowed to fool the public. It's a different Issa. That's not Baltaisa. But the Ravid is massing on the Rambam. They made asmachtas, and that means that sometimes they say, Safik Rabbana Lechumra. They weren't makel. That's interesting that Prima Godim has like that. Prima Godim has in his Psicho Kalelis a suggestion that sometimes the Gemara says there's a Pasuk, and the Gemara says, no, the Pasuk is only Asmachta. Sometimes the Gemara will say it's only Asmachta B'Yalma. Is there a difference between an Asmachta and Asmachta B'Yalma? So the Prima Godim suggests that maybe there is a difference. Asmachta B'Yalma is only to remember the din. And Asmachta Chashuva, a real solid Asmachta, V'yodav L'shotav B'Amayim. The pasuk says the zav, kolash yigav azal yitma, but it says only if yodav loshat b'mayim. If the zav didn't wash the tilus yadayim, what do you mean washing the tilus yadayim is mitar the hands? Can't be mitar the hands. Can't be mitar the body lachatzoin. The zav has to be toivul and a mayon. The zav needs a mayon. The mikveh is not even good enough. It has to be toivul kol gufa b'lasachas. So what does the pasuk mean? Yodav loshat b'mayim. So the Torah Shabbat Peh says. You don't need biasmaim on the base hastorim. You don't have to open your eyes, you don't have to open your mouth. You only need biasmaim when the zab is tevel and the mayon. You only need biasmaim on the outside parts of the body, not on the base hastorim. On the inside parts, you don't need biasmaim. But sof kol sof, it says, v'yodav lo shata b'mayim. What do you do with that? So the Gemara says, mikan remez l'netilis yadayim min ha-Torah. So that's a very striking asmachta. It sounds from the pasuk that is talking about netilis yadayim. So that's perhaps an asmachta chashuva. And sometimes it's only asmachta b'yalma. So the Prima Godim suggests that the Beis Halevi picks this up also on his own. He doesn't quote it for the Prima Godim. He develops the idea on his own. He says sometimes if you have an asmachta chashuva, maybe you should say safik derabbanan lechumra. Maybe you don't have the right to say by all dinim derabbanan safik derabbanan lekula. Maybe if it's an asmachta chashuva. If it's an asmachta b'yalma, that's only for zichron and dvar miyalma, just a mnemonic device. But if it's an asmachta chashuva, maybe they really, the Rabbanu Shalom dictated the chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way he was hinting to him that the Rabbanim in some later generation, he was encouraging the Rabbanim to come up with such a din the Rabbanim. So that's, so the Ravid that appears printed on the bottom of the page in the Rif, that they, if the Chachamim felt compelled to introduce the kula, that the kotnez neman, even Kodim Shehigda, the Kotlin's Demon and Bedikas Chametz, because him knew Rabbanim with Rabbanim, because he can't apply the Kula of Safek Rabbanim the Kula, because the whole Bedikah was instituted Allah Safek. And whenever they make a din the Rabban, they always have to demonstrate that it's the Rabbanim, shouldn't give it the Chaim Adin like a Deraisa. Rab Chaim interpreted that that's what the Rambam said, and the Ravid was arguing with that Rambam.
How can the Ravid and the Rambam be having Machlokas about whether you can say Safek Derabbanim Lechumra if the entire Safek Deraisa Lechumra? They both agree it's just a din derabbanan. Meaning at the level of the Oraisa, they both agree Safek Deoraisa goes Lekula.
Yeah.
So how then can you have an Isser Bal Tosif of they both have to go Lekula if the Lav Hachi, the Dikus of the Oraisa goes Safek Lekula?
You have to have it. You have to. The halacha has to provide that there should be a kula in the din of the rabban. So here there's a kula. I mean, on the level of deraisa, the kula doesn't count.
Right.
But there is a kula. Still, sofkal sof, they did introduce a kula.
So the Torah is telling you that the chacham have to be more machmir by deraisa than by the rabbanon.
You have to when you institute a din the rabbanon, the Torah authorized the rabbanon mishmati mishmati asum mishmaris lemishmati. Torah authorized the rabbanon to make gzeiros. But when they make the gzeiros, they have to make sure that it should be on a lower level than a real din deraisa. So somehow or another, so here they instituted a chumra mid the rabbanon safek deraisa lechumra. So they never instituted it by din rabbanon. So at least on the level of the rabbanon, there's a difference. Halacha maaseh, there's a difference. Yeah. So the problem here is that here the ravid on the Rif is saying what Rav Chaim interpreted in the Rambam, and that's where the Rabbi disagrees with that Rambam. So that's a problem. It seems to be a contradiction in the Rabbi. A significant contradiction. Anyway, Taisvus is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that Yesh Omrim, that the Bedikas Chametz before, if you weren't yet Mevatel Chametz, then the Chayvas Bedikas Deraisa. How can it be a Chayvas Bedikas Deraisa? It doesn't say in the Chumash. It just says Achbe Yamarishan Tashbisu. It says Bir Chametz. The bracha that, so the answer is the bracha that one recites on Bedikas Chametz is Asher Kedushanim B'Tzosu Tzivanu Al Bir Chametz. Why Al Bir Chametz? Should have said the bracha Al Bedikas Chametz. So the answer is the Bedik is the Tchilos HaBir. Where'd they get that idea from? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that by Avodah Zarah, we must have mentioned it this year, maybe more than once, no? That by Avodah Zarah, there's a din like that. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah, Yivartem Hashvam and Amokim, Abeiti Abdunas Kalam Kamsu Shavdu Sham, Agoyim Salaheyim. You have Psila Lehem Shigadeyim, Vashirem Tisrufim Ba'esh. You have a mitzvah Bir Avodah Zarah to destroy Avodah Zarah and to destroy Bote Avodah Zarah and so on. Asherah, you have to burn the Asherah. And the Gemara says that there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lars. The Chiyuv Bior Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael is even more chomer than Chutz Lars. Tzorach L'sharish Achreho, because it says Abei Ti Abdun. It says Kefa Loshen, and we have the Machlekes of Yekiva Rabbi Shmuel, whether you say Dibra Torah Kedushan Meri Adam or Lo Dibra Torah Kedushan Meri Adam. And the major nafkamina is whether Darshan Lushan is Kfulim. So we follow Rabbi Akiva that every time that there's a Kefa Loshen, like Abei Ti Abdun, we darshan something out of it. So we say, Abeiti Abdun, Tzorach L'Shara Shachra, even if you destroy the Avodah Zarahs that are obvious, in obvious locations, you have to search out to find more Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Lo'ez, you're not Mechuyev. If you buy a house and you find some Avodah Zarah there, so it's under your Shlita, so it's your mitzvah to destroy it. But in Eretz Yisrael, the din is, if you can, Tzorach L'Shara Shachra. So in Eretz Yisrael, the Bedike is the beginning of the mitzvah Biur. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. He said, based on the Ran, on the first page in the Rif, that there's a group of Rishonim who are of the opinion that the Bedikas Chometz, if Loi Bitel, Bedikas Chometz would be the beginning of the Kiyam HaMitzvah of Bir Chometz. If Loi Bitel, then there's no problem. What exactly is Bitel Chometz? The Gemara says, Benatar Bebitel Bial Masagi. So that's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So Tosfos claims that Bitl means Hefker. And Tosfos claims that Lo Yivel Achos or Lo Yivel Achachametz Shalcho Yater Raya, you're only in violation if the Chametz belongs to you. If the Chametz belongs to Hegdish, if the Chametz belongs to a Nochri, if the Chametz belongs to somebody else, it's not your problem. You're only violated by Yivel by Matz if the Chametz is yours. So if you're Mafke, your Chametz, also the Chametz doesn't belong to you. Usually people are mevatel chametz at home and no one is listening. And the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, middle of Nedarim, the Gemara has a din midrabanan. Menator, even if you're mafker your property and there's nobody listening, the hefker is chal. And midrabanan, they made a din that hefker is only chal if you're mafker in the presence of three people. So one person will be able to be zeichem and hefker, and two will be able to function to serve as edim to testify that the third person had the right to take it. But usually we're mevatel chametz when no one is listening. We don't make a public declaration that we're mafker all of our chametz. So the Rishonim asked that on Tosfos. If you say that bitel chametz means you're making an hefker, and if it doesn't belong to you, then there's no bayura, bayimotzei. But how can it be? There's a takana de rabbana that hefker has to be bifnei shloisha. So they say here, because of bayura, it's erev Pesach, so ukmu adereisa, they left an on a din deraisa. Menatarva de Gemara says that Hefker is chal, even if no one is listening. So this is Shitas HaTosfos. This is the Tosfos on Dalon on the base. But the Raisa the Bitl, the Yam, the Sagi, and Tosfos said Bitl means Hefker, the heavy Hefker. Rashi and the Rambam and many in the Ramban do not agree with Tosfos. And the Ramban quotes a Braisa from the Yerushalmi. There's a Machlokes HaTanaim quoted in the Yerushalmi, two different Braises. Whether Chomet shall Hefker b'shus HaYisrael, are you in violation of Bal Yirah Bay Matzi? One Bryce says it's still Bal Yirah Bay Matzi, even though it does not belong to you, it's Hefker. So according to that Tana, you can violate Bal Yirah even if it's Hefker. So what does Bitl mean? But everybody holds this Bitl. There's a Mishnah that says, A guy is in the Beis HaMedrash on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, and he realizes that he mixed flour with water and he left it at home in his Pesach, and if he's going, and he's in the middle of a shiur, he's listening to a shiur. If he's going to run home to burn it, he's going to miss out on the shiur. He doesn't want to miss the shiur. So let him be mevatel lachometz, and that'll save him from bal yirah bay matzah. So that's a Mishnah. It sounds like everybody agrees to that. It's not a machlokes satanai. I bet Yerushalmi has a two brises that disagree with each other, whether chometz shel hefker b'shus hayisod, there's a violation of bal yirah bay matzah. So this leads the Rambam to agree with Rashi and the Rambam that the min haTorah b'bitul b'alma sagi is a different reason. The Torah says achmei yorbenishin tashbisu. So pasha b'shat tashbisu means you have to destroy the chometz. How exactly they destroy it? So that's a machlekes hatanoim. But Yehuda holds ein bi chometz al b'sreifa, and the chachamim say no hashbasasa b'chol dover. There's a Mishnah, the last daf in Tmura. Mishnah has a list of all of the Suri HaNoah. So the Mishnah divides them into two categories. Some of them are Nitzrafim and some of them are Nikbarim. Nitzraf means like Pigal Nisatam is a mitzvah by Ishti Sreifu. It's a mitzvah, you have to burn it. And Basa B'chadab is not Min HaNitzrafim. You have to dispose of it. It's Min HaNikbarim. You don't have to literally bury it in the ground. Nikbarim means you throw it in the garbage and the garbage collectors will dispose of it or throw it to the ocean or something. It's also about, no, you shouldn't get anor. You shouldn't sell it. You shouldn't feed it to the animals. That's called getting anor. But it's not this reifa. So there's a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah Psachim. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, ain't be a chametz of this reifa. And the chametz hold hashbusasa b'chol dover. Tosis says a machlokes, should we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda? Because it says so many different places that you burn the chametz. It sounds as if we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. But it could well be that, that's the best way to, even to satisfy Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, burn the chametz, and maybe Mikra Adin, we really hold like the Chom Hashbisasa B'chol Dover. So the Pashtus is, when the Torah says Tashbisu, Tashbisu means you have to destroy the chametz, either in Bir Chametz or the Besreifo, Hashbisasa B'chol Dover. But Bittul, how are you in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu if you just make an oral declaration? I hereby am avatal all of my chometz. So that's what Tosis says. What is Rashi talking about? Pirush bekunches. Why is bebitol bealma sagi menachsev tashbisu? Well, look, siv tevaaru. It doesn't say tevaaru to destroy. It says tashbisu. So you make an oral declaration. That's good enough. The Tosis says v'kasha l'ri. The machlekes hatanaim was ein be'er chometz ad b'sreif ha'pesasa b'chol davar. Chol davar means mefar b'zor l'aruch amata l'ayam. But it doesn't mean you just make an oral declaration. The chometz is sitting there. So that's what Tosis argues with Rashi. And Rashi and the Ramban and the Rambam hold not so. They held that min haTorah b'bitul beyond masagi means you make a declaration, you're not going to eat the chometz, you're not going to gain anything off from the chometz. So that's how you fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. Yeah, if you hold dein b'er chometz ala b'sreifu, for sure you're not yours. If you hold hashbasasa b'chol dover, we allow other forms of Hashbasa sachametz, and then you can say that the bitul chametz is also a kiyum mitzvah. How can Rashi say that? Rashi sounds like he says only chametz shal nochri, you're not in violation about shal choy ateroy, aval ateroy shal acherem mishal gavoya. That's on daf heyamidei. So Rashi learns acherem means nochrim. The word acherem means nochrim, but chametz shal yisrael acher, you should see you do violate valyura by mitzvah. That's with the pei Yeshua. And the Vilna Gaon, and many say like that. From Rashi and Hamad Beis is mashma that chemtza shel Yisrael acher. It be shul see, I violate by Rabbi Matzah. If a goy comes in to fix something on Chol HaMoed Pesach, he brings a chametz dikah sandwich with him. That's not my by Rabbi Matzah. Chemtza shel nochin. But if a Jew comes in with his chametz, then it's my violation. Well, let's say I have a roommate. Someone is in a dormitory, has a roommate. So if he has a Jewish roommate who has chametz in the room, so according to Rashi, I'm in violation of Bal Yirah Bay Matzah because my roommate brought in chametz into the room. Chemtza shel Yisrael acher, b'shus haYisrael, is Bal Yirah Bay Matzah. The Yirah Chodosh is a pilpul sefer. I'm psochim. The Yirah Chodosh asks on the Pnei Yeshua, how can he say like that? There's a Mishnah Mem Vav Amen Aleph, Ketz Mafish and Chala Betuma B'yontav. By us, we're all tamei, so whenever we mix flour with water, the water is machsha the flour to be mekabel tumah. The flour is white flour, so the flour was hukshah lekabel tumah already. the flour is bleached. Bleached up means that it was washed off with water already. I don't know, maybe somewhere in Russia, maybe they still sell unbleached flour, but in the civilized countries, they don't sell it anymore. All the flour is bleached. So all the flour is already hukshel kabel tumi even before you mix in the water. So when you're going to be mafrish challah, so challah tmeya may not be eaten. The Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael. So challah tmeya may not be eaten. Challah schutz lot may be eaten mitumah. But our practice is already many centuries. The Shach quotes from the Ma'aril. It's already many centuries. We don't have anybody eat the challah tmei. Challah schutz lots, a tomei is not allowed to eat it if he has a tumah yotzo l'migufa. If he only has a tumah smaga, he went to a funeral, he has a tumah smaga from the mace, or he touched someone who went to a funeral, so then he's permitted, tumah smaga is permitted to eat challah schutz lots. Or if the challah schutz lots is tomei, so that's always tumah smaga. The challah can't have a tumah yotzo l'migufa. So challah schutz lots, strictly speaking, you're allowed to eat, but as many centuries we don't eat it. And the Ma'aril explains why, because the Gemara has in the second parak in Ksubis, when a person comes and he says, Koyan ani, I'm a Koyan, so do we allow him? So Minator, you say, Erechonem v'Zurim. He said he heard from his father, his father heard from his father, heard from his father, they're Kohanim. So Minator, you say, Erechonem v'Zurim, he's nemah to say that he's a Koyan, he's nemah to eat Truma and to get Pidyon HaBen and to get the first Ali and so on. And the Rabbanan made a din, they not, Milo also b'Truma. You're not allowed to eat truma unless you have another Eid Echod who tells about you that you are a Kohen. You're going to say on yourself that you're a Kohen. So with the Rabbanan, you don't take the person's word for it. So the Ma'aril says there were so many pogroms, and there was, in every generation there was a pogrom, and they wiped out everybody from the city, and he's the only one who survived. How is he going to get, let's say, after the Second World War? He's the only one left in the whole city. How is he going to get someone else to say that he's a Kohen? Everybody else was killed by the Nazis. Who knows where in the world they are? They said they wound up in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know where they are. I don't know who they are. Even they don't. No one knows. So if you have a big shas hatchak, you revert back to the din deraisa. That's a gemara. Shas hatchak, you revert back to the din deraisa. But since we're in a certain sense, we're all in violation of this chumra in the rabbanon. They really, you shouldn't be allowed to eat truma unless you have someone else testify about you that you are a kohen. So that's why the minhag developed that nobody eats any challah bizman hazeh. So today, even challah schutzlot, nobody's eating. The Mishnais were written, the Mishnais were edited by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Mishnais were probably, lechatchila, they were composed by Tanaim who lived, there were Tanaim who lived in Chutzlot also, Tanaim who lived in Rome, Tanaim who lived in Bavel, Hillel Olam Yibavel. But the Mishnais, most of the Mishnais were composed by Tanaim who lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah beginning Gittin talks on maybe get from Medina Sayyam. Where did he bring from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael? Or from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam? The Mishnais are all talking from the perspective of Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah is talking about Chala and Eretz Yisrael. So Chala Tmei not allowed to eat. So when you mafrish the Chala on Yontif, case mafrish the Chala betuma be Yontif, mafrish on Yontif, you're allowed to mix the flour with water on Yontif, that's a Chanefesh, in order to bake matzahs. He wants to bake matzahs. But then the Shadda says, he's going to bake the matzah, that's Ochel Nefesh. Is he allowed to bake the challah? No, it's not Ochel Nefesh, because no one's going to eat it, because it's challah tmeya. You're not going to bake the raw dough. It's going to, you let it sit so long enough, it's going to turn into chametz. So you're going to violate by your rabbi matzah. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yeshua says, don't worry, lo zeh chametz shemisar ma'ala b'bal your rabbi matzah. There's no b'al your rabbi matzah, because it doesn't belong to you. Ashi says it belongs to Shevet Kunim, so it belongs to other Jews. So don't you see the Chametz Shal Yisrael Acher? Even according to Rashi, there's no violation about Yerod Bayi Matzah. That's the Or Chodesh, has that Kashin. Or Chodesh is a Pilpil Sefer on Psochim. When the Chasam Sefer was a young teenager, so he learned Rav Nosson Adler a lot. And Rav Nosson Adler recommended he should go to Rechnitz. They lived in Germany, they lived in Frankfurt. They recommended he go to Rechnitz, which is far away, and learn by the Ochadosh. So he traveled there and he learned by him, and he didn't like it. Didn't like his pilpul. So he came back to Frankfurt and he had tarumas. He didn't say anything for years. He had tarumas against his Rebbe, why Nosson Adler sent him on this wild goose chase. He should learn by the Ochadosh and Rechnitz. And many years later, it turned out that that's what saved him from imprisonment. that there was when he was already a rabbi in Pressburg, I think, his big rabbanus, that wasn't his first rabbanus, that was his last, the last rabbanus. So he there was a dintar between two Jews. One had sold merchandise to the other one. It was faulty merchandise, and they had a dintara about mekach toes, how much of a refund is he entitled to. So Chassam Sofer gave a psak, and he wrote it b'ksav, what the psak is. So then it turned out that the merchandise, the Chassam Sofer didn't even know what it was. So it turned out that the merchandise that the one Jew had sold to the other was imported illegally into the country. They never paid tax on it. And the Chassam Sofer signed on a psak. So the police arrested him, that he's in cahoots with the gangsters, importing the stuff without paying tax. And the rabbi doesn't say anything. The rabbi just gives a psak to the balabatim, as if nothing happened. That's terrible. So the Chassam Sofer claimed he was innocent in court. He said, I didn't know that it was imported illegally. I didn't know what the merchandise was. I just heard that in Torah, faulty merchandise, and Shalom Ekach Torah. So he didn't know that it was brought in illegally. So they were going to put him in jail. They weren't going to believe him. So in court, they always have police in case anybody goes wild. So the police keep law and order there. So the policeman asked the judge, Your Honor, can I say a few words? It never happens. The police never open their mouth in the court. So the judge said, yeah, why? What do you want to say? So he said, I want to ask the defendant the question. He says, yeah. So he says, Chassam Sofer, did you ever live in Rechnitz? He says, yeah, 35 years ago. He lived in Rechnitz for a month, something like that. When he learned, he says, the man is innocent. Your Honor, the man is innocent. So he said when he was a teenager, every morning he would come to study in the shul, to the Beis Medrash, and he would greet me every morning. He would say, good morning, officer. And he was the only kid. The goyim didn't greet me. The goyim made fun of me. This young boy, as a teenager, he was so respectful of the government. I can't believe it that now that he became a big rabbi, now he's going to violate Din and Machusa, he's going to allow people to violate the laws of tax. So he got off the hook. Then he understood why his rabbi had sent him to learn in Rechnitz for a month. But anyway, so this Sefer Or Chadosh, the Pilpul Sefer on Psochim, and he asked this kasha, how can Achronim all say about Rashi on hand the base? The Rashi sheet is the chemtzu shul Yisraelach. I violate by Rabbi Matzei. Rashi himself says not so over here. I'm involved on the base. Rabbi Shua says ketz mafishin chala betuma. So the Tanoim say it's a problem. Rabbi Shua says there's no problem. Lo zeh chamish emesar mala by Rabbi Matzei. The chamish does belong to me. It belongs to Shevet Kehuna. So Shevet Kehuna is other Jews. So that's his taina. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. Rav Soloveitchik mentioned this Or Chadosh. So I went and I bought an Or Chadosh. Then I realized that's the only Or Chadosh that we're interested in, this one. The rest of the Sefer is all Pilpulim. So Rav Soloveitchik, if you read the Rashi slowly and carefully, Mem Vav and Veis, Rashi says Beferish, not like the Or Chadosh. Rashi is Beferish. If you would have already given the Challah to a particular Kohen, and then it would be in my Rishus, then I would be in violation of Bali Rabbi Matzeh, because Chem Shinesu Allah Habishusi, I am in violation. But just like Chemtza Shal Nochri, Chemtza Shal Gavoya, Lachem, how does it say, Shochol Yataroi, Avalatara Shal Acherim, Shal Nochrim, Mishal Gavoya, if it belongs to Hegdish. So what do they have in common, Shal Acherim, Mishal Gavoya? That Akum and Hegdish are not Muzer, they're Abailim who are not Muzer on Bal Yerod by Matze. So Shevet Kuna is also Abailim. Shevet Kuna is an institution, it's not a Shutfis, all the Kohanim in the world. Shevet Kuna is the institution of Kuhuna, owns the Truma. Before you give it to a particular person, it belongs to Shevet Kuhn. Shevet Kuhn is a Bailam who's not Muzer on Bal Yerod by Motzeh. It's not a Shutfus of all the Kohanim who are alive today. So that's the same as Shalchoy Ataray, Avalat Ara, Shalachem Shalgavar. It's Kemat Beferish in the Rashi. If you would have given the Challah to another, if you would have already given the Challah to a Kohen, and then he would leave it in his Rishus, then he would violate Bal Yerod by Motzeh, but he didn't give it to a particular Kohen. It belongs to Shevet Kuhn. So Shevet Kuhn is a Bailam, Allah Barachi, of Bal Yerod by Matzeh. And that's the question, what about Shal Hefker? So the Ramban quoted two opinions from the Yerushalmi. Two brises disagree with each other. Chemto Shal Hefker, Bishus HaYisrael. What does it mean, Hefker? Hefker means ownerless. The Chazanish is not sure. Chazanish in the beginning of Masechus Orla. Chazanish has an opening Mishnah in Orla. discussion. What's pshat and hefker? Hefker means the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world and Sheish Yisrei, everything was hefker, everything was up for grabs. Adam Harishon grabbed a lot of things and other people grabbed. Now I grabbed something. So now that I have a Gemara, let's say. So now I'm mafke the Gemara. So the Gemara reverts back to its original state of ownerlessness. Hefka means ownerless, like hefka koidim shezocha bo b'nei Adam. Or maybe hefka means it belongs to the rabbim. Maybe once it belongs to me, it can never revert back to the state of being ownerless. Maybe pshat is hefka means it belongs to the rabbim with respect. City hall belongs to the municipality, means it belongs to the rabbim, no one has a right to take it. And the streets in the city belong to the rabbim, it should remain shal rabbim. But it could be that hefker belongs to the rabbim with respect to that any member of the rabbim has a right to take it. Like if you have truma that you didn't give to any particular kohen yet. So it belongs to Shevet Kuhuna that any member of Shevet Kuhuna has a right to take it and convert it into his private ownership. So that's what the Chazon Ish is ma'orer a possibility. Maybe hefker doesn't mean ownerless. Maybe once a person acquires ownership on something, it can never revert back to the original state of being ownerless. Maybe hefker means it's a maknet to the rabbim that any member of the rabbim who wants can take it. So that's the shaila. What do you say? If I have chomet shel hefker dushu si, is it owned by a bailim who's a lab bar hochi, who's not muzer and bar yirah by motze? It's like chomet shel shevet kuhuna. That Rashi says on the Mishnah Memvav, Chomet Shal Shevet Kuhuna is like Chomet Shal Akum. So Chomet Shal Rabbim, that any member of the Rabbim has a right to take it, that's owned by a Rabbim, so you're not that. Rabbim is not Muzan Bal Yorah by Motzei. But he's saying, no, Hefka means ownerless. So you don't have this Hafkoah. Maybe the Hafkoah, that's the Shaila. Maybe the din is Chemtza Shal Akum and Chemtza Shal Gavoya and Chemtza Shal Shevet Kuhuna, what they have in common is the Bailim is not a barhochi. The Bailim is not muzan bal yirah bal matzah. But if it's chomet shel hefker, maybe there will be bal yirah bal matzah. Maybe Rashi will disagree. That's what the Ramban says. Maybe Rashi will disagree with that. Just like Tosfos clearly disagrees with Rashi, Tosfos holds that if you declare, the Ramban explains the Rashi. If you're mabat l'chomet, you say, I commit myself to observe what it says in the Torah, not to eat the chomet and not to get any hanof in the chomet. So then he's mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. He's kima daita the das ator. Torah says chametz is also b'achil lebano. So he makes an oral declaration. He doesn't plan to eat it. He doesn't plan to gain any benefit from it. As far as he's concerned, it's junk. He's not going to use it at all. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. There's no such thing. That's not a kima mitzvah of tashbisu. So the Ramban says it could well be that Rashi will be in total disagreement with Tosfos also. Could be Rashi will hold that if you're mafke the chametz, there's one brisa in the Yerushalmi that is still a violation of Bal Yorah by Matz. Could be that Rashi will not agree with Tosfos. Hefker doesn't even help. Maybe it only helps if the owner of the chametz is a bailim who's not muzar in the din of Bal Yorah by Matz, and then it's mufke. B'chemtza shlo Yisrael acher, there will be Bal Yorah by Matz. That's what Rabbanim usually encourage people to be choshish for that. People to go to university, goyish universities. So if they have a goyish roommate who has chametz in the apartment, that's not my problem. But if they have a Jewish roommate who's not observant, then it's a bigger problem. Because according to Rashi, chametz shal Yisrael acher is also an issue about your rabbi Monsa. Yeah, when is this mitzvah of bir chametz? Ach b'yom arishin tashbis of bir chametz is erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, the first half of the day. Ach b'yom arishin tashbis. Ach chilek. We split the day in half. So we say the first half of the day is his man for the kiyum essay. We don't follow that. Mordechai quoted the Baal HaTosfos that he left over kazayis of chametz to left the chatzayis in order to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. We don't do that. We assume that the mitzvah deraisa, the kiyum essay, is kodem chatzayis and achar chatzayis is the iser essay. Yeah. Let's say a person was b'yom chametz leil arba osa and he wants to burn the chametz balayla. Is he in fulfillment of the mitzvah? The pashtus is not. The mitzvah is only b'yom, ach b'yom arishin b'yom, the first half of the day, second half of the day. Pashtus is the mitzvah. I'm going to burn the chametz a week before. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to burn the chametz a week before. That's not yom arishin. Yom arishin al pi pashtus is erev Pesach. So the pashtus is if you're going to burn the chametz Belel Bedika, the Pashto says, you're not mekayem the mitzvah derais. You only mekayem the mitzvah derais achilik on Erev Pesach in the morning. You mekayem the mitzvah. But so how can you say that the Bedika is the tchilas habiur, like by biur avodah zarah beiti abdon in Eretz? So how can you say Bedika is the tchilas habiur, but the bizman of the biur is yud dalet in the morning? So it's midirabbanon. That part is midirabbanon. That they said that Leil Yud Dalet is also midirabbanon, it's also this man for Tashbisu, also this man for Tashbisu. But if you're going to do, let's say you're leaving the dormitory, you're going to make a bidika a week before, that's not this man for Tashbisu. So we pass on the Shulchan Aruch, you don't say a bracha. You have to do a bidika chametz if you're leaving within 30 days, even though you don't plan to come back. That's befeirish in the Gemara. If you're leaving within 30 days before Pesach, you have to do bidika. But the Meiri has a machlokes on the beginning of Pesach, whether they say a bracha or not. So the Ramon, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, is no bracha is recited on B'dikah Mubadam as well. If the B'dikah is only to make sure that you don't violate by Rabbi Matzah, so you don't say a bracha on that. If the person eats kosher food, he doesn't say a bracha, Shekin Hashanah B'mitzvah, Yisabit Sivan Hashanah, Lo Lechem Acholos Asuris. A person shaves with an electric shaver, in order not to violate the use of shaving with a razor, he doesn't say a bracha, Shekin Hashanah B'mitzvah, Shalol Galech B'tar. So why should he say a bracha on Bedikas Chametz if it's merely for the purpose of protecting himself that he shouldn't violate Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh? It's a safeguard to see that he doesn't violate an Aveh, but it's not a Kiyum HaMitzvah. If you do the Bedikah Leil Yud Dalet, if you would have done the Bedikah Yud Dalet Baboker, maybe that would be Deraisa, according to that opinion. Do Bedikah Leil Yud Dalet, that's not the right Zman Menatur. That's probably, that Bedikah is probably only Midi Rabbonim. But with the Rabbanan, they extended this month. And if it would be Erev Pesach, Shacharias B'Shabbos, then you don't do B'dikah Friday night, then you do B'dikah the Thursday night, the night before. So that's with the Rabbanan. That's Leil Yud Gimel. That's with the Rabbanan, they said. If Erev Pesach, Shacharias B'Shabbos, they said, you should do the B'dikah of Bizmana as Leil Yud Gimel. So that's, you say a bracha then. Even though it's not Yud Aleph, it's Leil Yud Gimel. Because the Chachamim said, that year, that's when you do the B'dikah. Whenever you do a B'dikah Mukdemes, then we assume you don't say a bracha. This is only to avoid violation of Balirah by Matzah, in order to avoid violation of Achila. Shemi Yavah Liyachlo. He may come into Shemi Imtza Gluske Yafeh, he'll come into the house, and he'll see that there's a delicious cook, and he'll forget that it's Pesach, and he'll nibble on it. He may by mistake eat Chametz. So whenever you do a B'dikah Mukdemes, it's only to avoid violation of the Yisurim, that no bracha is recited.
So the
Shita
tells us in the beginning that
it could be that Bedikas Chametz is Daraisa. The Shita that was? That could be that Bedikas Chametz is
Daraisa. That would only be the morning of. That
Shita
has to be
okay, but that Shita
is also only talking about the morning of.
Yeah, they're talking about Leil Yud Dalet, though. That's problematic. The Pashtus says Leil Yud Dalet is not the Daraisa. Leil Yud Dalet is only the Zman Derabbanan. That's the Pashtus. This mantra based on Migdash Yikaim, the Ikka Mitzvah on Pesach night, was Korban Pesach. Yeah, this mantra based on Migdash Kayim. So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, the Gemara on the end of Megillah, quotes the Psukim from Novi, and the Shalma forms for Seinu. And we had the Rabbi Yoin in the first parak in Brochas commented on the Mishnah. So he says that one who recites Parshas HaKorbanos every day is the fulfillment of a din deraisa of a neshama form. So the Baruch Shalom told it to Avram Avinu by the Bris Ben Absarim. So that's whatever the Baruch Shalom told us, that's a din deraisa. So on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the correct practice should be that someone should recite the Psukim in the Chumash, and then recite the Mishnayos, Pesach Nishcha B'Sholosh Kitas, and so on. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Maharil has a suffix. When we say Karbanos in the morning, those who do say Karbanos, and then we say Ezel Mekoyman. So when you say Ezel Mekoyman, is that for the purpose of learning Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud? That's what Tosis quotes from the Geonim. Tosis and Kiddushin, the end of the first parak learns. You say Bricha Sator, and then say Yibarach Hashem Yishmarecha, so that's Shlish B'Mikra. Then you say Shlish B'Mishnah, you learn a little bit Ezel Mekoyman, the whole parak. Then Shlish B'Talmud, you recite the Braisa of the Rabbi Shmuel. How is that shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud? Because Tosfos doesn't learn like the Rambam. The Rambam learns that shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud means your learning should be balanced. So you should try to see every day one third of your learning should be in Tanakh, one third of your learning should be halacha l'mais, and one third should be pilpula shel Talmud. That the learning should be balanced. Then after you've already covered the kol ha'Torah kula, then you just keep on chazering Gemara, and the Tanakh will be included. Tosfos, that's how the Rambam learns. Tosfos didn't learn like that. Tosfos learns that Tosfos quoting from the Gaonim. It's a din of kviyas itim la'Torah. Person has to be kaveh itim la'Torah every day to learn a little bit, every day a little bit, every night a little bit, and you have to learn a little bit shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. 5 minutes of this, 5 minutes of that, 5 minutes of that. Then the rest of this month, you can learn the rest of the seder. You can learn whatever you want. It's not like the Rambam says. The guy works for a living, so he only has 9 hours a day to learn. Rambam writes like that. So the 9 hours a day that the working man learns, he should learn 3 hours a day, he should learn Tanakh, 3 hours a day. Tosfos doesn't learn like that. Tosfos learns that Shmek topic should be every day a little bit of Tanakh and a little bit of Mishnah Halacha. Mishnah means Psak Halacha, and a little bit of Piltula Shalter Gemara, and then the rest of the day, learn whatever you want to. So the Maril, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Maril, has a suffix. A woman mechuyev to recite the Ezel Mekayim. See, if the role of Ezel Mekayim is the way Tosfos says, shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. So the women are not mechuyev in that kind of Talmud Torah, so they're not mechuyev in shlish b'mishnah. They're not mechuyev in that. But if the reason for the reciting Ezel Mekayim is because in the Shalma forms for Seinu that you have to say the Karbonah, so you have to say Parshas HaTomid in Parshas HaKtores, so it could be that the women are mechuyev in that also. That's a double pashut, he assumes. Women are mechuyev also. Even though the women were not mechuyev to chip in, to give machza shekel, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah paskens like the tzlach, that women are not mechuyev to daven musaf. When the karbonos tmidim u'musaf ma'arofet, it's often on behalf of all the Klal Yisrael, it's often on behalf of the women. But the women are not mechuyev to chip in to give any money. If they'll donate, we'll accept it. Even though we don't accept donations, it's the, if a goy donates, or serve, person is going to give a second time. Person when he gave machzah shekel, wants to give another machzah shekel, so we don't accept donations. But if a woman wants to donate, so then we will accept this. And Mishnah Shkwam, he spoke about that. Not the same as donating. So even though the korbanos are offered on behalf of the women as well, but the women are not mechuyev, so that's why the Mishnah Berurah paskens like the tzlach, the women are not mechuyev to daven musaf. They want to daven musaf, fine, but they're not mechuyev to daven musaf. So here, the Maharil episode maybe disagrees. I don't know. Maharil thinks maybe the women are mechuyev to say Hoel Kodesh Kadoshim and Chatzatzi B'Vayochid on a yontav. When you bring a chatzah, maybe they're mechuyev to say that Mishnah. Maybe the women are not full of Yetzah. He assumes the women are mechuyev in the Shama form Soseinu. They're mechuyev to say Parshas HaTomid and Parshas HaKtoris. He's mesupik of the Yetzah in the Shama form Soseinu without saying the Torah Shebal Peh of Hoel Kodesh Kadoshim, or is that part of the Shalma form Soseinu? So on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, when it says Zman V'Hakrovos HaPesach, you should really take out a few minutes and recite, every day you should recite Parshas HaTomid, and then Erev Pesach you should recite the Parshas Korban Pesach, and the Mishnah of HaPesach Nishtcha B'Sholosh Kitas, and gives the whole Seder HaDvarim, how they were makrev of the Korban Pesach. Yeah. As much as that, we don't have the Korban Pesach. So that's all we have is the Neshama form Soseinu. That Mishnah, Pesach Nishcha, B'shol Shkita, is that Samach Dala and Manala, till the end of the parak, it's only 2 blat Gemara. It tells you the whole story how they were makir of the Korban Pesach. Yes, so as much as that, we only have the 2 mitzvahs achila that are left, on the Matzah and the Morer. Morer, as much as that, the Gemara says, is only the Rabbanan. Matzah, as much as that, is a machloikis, what is the Raisa, the Rabbanan. We pass the Matzah, as much as that, is the Raisa. And Morer is the Rabbanan. What exactly does it mean that Morer Bizbanan says the Rabbanan? So Rav Soloveitchik always used to point out that the Machloika is the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam writes explicitly both in the Sefer HaMitzvos as well as in the Mishnah Torah that Morer never existed as an independent mitzvah. Morer is only b'toros hachshera de pischa. If and when you're eating a Korban Pesach, you should eat al matzah semerarim yochlohu. You should eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with matzah in Morer. But if you're not eating, if the person is not eating Korban Pesach, because he's tummy b'derech rechoka, he's onus or whatever, so then there's no din of mar, there's no din d'arais of mar. Tosis does not seem to agree at all. Tosis seems told that mar always existed as an independent mitzvah, even if a person is a tummy b'derech rechoka, onus, for whatever reason he's not able to eat korban pesach, he's still mechuyav ben atar to eat mar. But b'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim, b'zman that no one's makar of any korban pesach, then the mar is only the rabban. According to Tosis, mar should be counted as a separate mitzvah. The rabban does not count it as a separate mitzvah. He says mar is only what the gemara calls achsheva the pischof. It enhances the kiyum mitzvah of the korban pesach. But some people will dip their chicken into mustard, dip the chicken into ketchup. So you have to eat the korban pesach in conjunction with mar. Echsheva the pischof. That's the lashon of gemara. So we pask on the matzah b'zman hazeh d'orais, and mor b'zman hazeh only the rabbanan zecha l'migdosh. The Rosh has a suffix. I think we discussed it. The Rosh has a suffix in Arbit Pesachim whether mor requires a kazayis or not. So Achrenim say, how can he have a suffix? It's a beferish in Mishnah Lamites. It lists off all of the different vegetables that are acceptable for mor, and says the raw mitzvah from the kazayis. Says the first thing, when it starts from the kazayis, zaken the rosh have a suffix. So bechreach, Rav Soloveitchik, bechreach, you have to say the Mishnah is talking mizman hamikdash when mara is deraisa. So then you need a kazayis for sure. It's a chiyav achila. But mizman hazeh that mara is only the rabbanan zechel hamikdash. That's the question: is the whole mitzvah only zechel hamikdash? So zechel you yotzi with a kol shehu. Should I say no? Zechel hamikdash is the motivation. That's what motivated the Chachamim to make a takana of Morah b'zman hazeh. So called the Tikkun Rabbanan came, they were asked the Tikkun just like Morah b'zman HaMikdash certainly needed a kazayis, and maybe Morah b'zman hazeh also needs a kazayis. That's a Rav Soloveitchik, some of the Achrenim learn like that. That's a Rav Soloveitchik, and that's the Pshat and the Rosh. The Rosh was Mesupik, and then he's Peshav from the fact that we say a Bracha, not from the fact that you say a Bracha al Achilas Morah. Why they say al Achilas? Should have said al Mitzvahs Morah. The fact that there is a Bracha at all. If the mitzvah would have only been Zechel HaMikdash would not just be the motivation to make the mitzvah, but the essence of the mitzvah just to have a Zechel HaMikdash, and you wouldn't need a kazayis. But the answer is no. Zechel HaMikdash is what motivated him to make the takana. Takana was that you have to call the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein, the rest of Tikkun need Achilas Marer. So that's a mitzvah's Achilas. So then you say a bracha. So then Fashteitzach, you need a kazayis. Then of course we have the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim. Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim is in the Chumash, and the Mishnah says, Kol Shalom Shlosh Ador Meila BePesach Lo Yotze Yideh Chavas VeElahem Pesach Matzah Umaror. So the simple pshat in the Mishnah is Lo Yotze Yideh Chavas is not Yotze. That's the Mishnah, the last line of Kuf Tezayin. But now we're going over to the base Rabbi Gamliel HaYomer. Kol Shalom Shlosh Ador Meila BePesach Lo Yotze Yideh Chavas. What is not the Yotze? What Yideh Chavas? Not Yotze Yideh Chavas. Mitzvah Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim. Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim shouldn't just start the story by telling over the beginning of Chumash Mos. You have to tell the story by explaining the mitzvah salayla. Pesach shahayu abisen rochel mal shema, matzah shahanu rochel mal shema, mor shahanu rochel mal shema. How does the Tana know that? That the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim is by explaining the mitzvah salayla, because that's the way it says in the Chumash. That the children, you see from the Chumash like that, the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim is by explaining the mitzvah salayim. So that's the Rambam writes like that. It's not Yotze, the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim. The correct way to fulfill the mitzvah is by explaining the mitzvah salayla. Then it would appear also, why do we say manishtana? So it would appear that it should be derech sheila tshuva regarding mitzvah salayla. The children should ask, how come we eat korban pesach? How come we eat matzah? How come we eat mar? How come we eat mesubim? It should be ledaber bein odom lachavero, preferably children or grandchildren, and they should ask questions regarding mitzvah salayla. And Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim should be to give the answer to the questions. Rav Soloveitchik said when he was in university in Berlin, he was there for Pesach. He says one of the Rabbanim held the Shabbos HaGadol drosha, So he understood the Mishnah, Kosher L'Omer, Shlosh Adar Melech B'Pesach, Lo Yotzei Dechai Vosa, if you don't explain why you're eating the Korban Pesach, you're not fully Yotzei the Mitzvah's Korban Pesach. If you don't explain why you're eating Matzah, you're not fully Yotzei the Mitzvah of Matzah. So he thought he was off his mind. He said, where did you get that pshat from? So he said, the Marshal learns like that. So he thought for sure the Marshal is wrong. Then years later he found the Ramban says like that. Not like the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik was first brainwashed by the Rambam. The way to fulfill Sipitzis Mitzrayim by explaining the Mitzvah. But there's a Ramban and Mohammed who learns that not so. You're not fully Yetz in the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach unless you explain why you're eating Korban Pesach. You're not fully Yetz in the Mitzvah of Matzah. You're not fully Yetz in the Mitzvah of Mor. That's a Mechudish Digib Shan. What's the story we recite? Halal, half the halal before, half the halal after. So that's the Mishnah has earlier that the Korban Pesach is ton halal b'shash chita and is ton halal b'shash achila. When they did shchitas haPesach, the Mishnah said on that daf, where did we just read before, Samachay? HaPesach nishchad b'sholosh chitas. It says b'shocht also called kahal abdas Yisrael bein ha'arboim. So it says kohal edav Yisrael. So you need minimum of three different groups. You can have 25 groups, so you need a minimum of three different groups, and each group should have 10. Kohol, Edo, Yisrael. Then the Gemara says that's not enough. Maybe what it really means is you need 30 people. So the Gemara says you have to have 30 people. Maybe it means Kohol, Edo, Yisrael all together, but maybe it means separate. So you got to have 30, then you have to have again 30 and again 30. You can have 20 from before stay. You don't need 90 people. You can have 30 and another 10 and another 10. The Gemara tells you the whole cheshbon. But that's a din deraisa lechatchila. It's not miyakeh b'nieved. A din deraisa lechatchila ha-pesach nishchat b'sholosh kitas. Yeah, when do you shech the korban pesach? Erev pesach in the afternoon. After the tamid shel ben arbaim. It's the one korban. Usually all the korbanos are supposed to be brought in between the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, that's called Esei the Hashlama. Aleha Hashleim, called the Karbanos Kulam. All the Karbanos have to be brought prior to the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, with the one exception of Korban Pesach. The Chatchila, the correct man is to bring it after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Tosfos is not sure about Pesach Sheni. Those who didn't bring Pesach Rishon bring Pesach Sheni on Yud Dalet Iyor. It's also brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Or maybe not. Maybe that's normal. Maybe only Pesach Rishon is brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Maybe Pesach Sheni is a normal korban. So they're not sure. So the Mishnah says that they recited halal both b'shas shchitas haPesach, the sholosh kitos. They said halal, each group said halal three times. That's what the Mishnah says. And they said halal nine times. Then they blew tkiyas shofar in the middle of the reciting of the halal. So the Gemara in the end of Sukkot tells you how many tkiyas they blew. On Erev Pesach there was a ton of tkiyas. They blew shofar in connection with each recitation of halal, and each group, the sholosh kitos, each group he said halal three times. So they said halal nine times, and he blew shofar nine times. So the Pesach is toned halal b'shas shchitas haPesach when they did the hakrova, and then b'shas hachila. What do you mean when you're eating it? You say halal. Ein mesicha mitoch hasudi. You're not allowed to talk in the middle of a meal. Shema yichonik. Shema yag ben kon elevation. You may choke. So it means you have to recite halal in conjunction with the achila. So vos haste in conjunction. We have the practice. We recite one or two paragraphs of halal before the meal. Machlek is b'sham and b'sil. B'sham say one paragraph. B'sil say two paragraphs before. And then the bulk of the halal we say after the meal. So that's what the Balamor writes over here. He says the ikar of the halal really is the halal after the meal. Based on the Gemara in the end of Tainis, middle of Tainis, that it says if the bezim was goes a tainis in Eretz Yisrael because of atziras gishamim, there's no rain, nothing is going to grow. So the people can die, the animals can die, there won't be any food. So it's a sakana. So the bezim would be goes a tainis. So the Mishnah says that if it rains before chatzais, they don't have to fast the rest of the day. But if it didn't rain till after chatzais, then they have to be mashlim fast till the end of the day, even though this problem was solved already, even though it already rained. So it says in the Mishnah, if it rains before Chatzos, they're allowed to eat. Everyone should go home and eat, and then they should gather together in the shul and recite halal. So the Gemara asks, how long is it going to say halal? Why don't they gather in shul to say halal 15, 20 minutes, and then they'll go home and eat? What's a big rush to eat? So the Gemara says, no, ein amar halal, ela al keres meleya v'nefesh seveya. You have to recite halal when you're in a good mood. So if you've been fasting since supper last night and you didn't eat, and it's already 12 o'clock, and Chatzais is around 1 o'clock, so he's going to be hungry, so they won't recite halal in a good mood. So you have to first eat a little bit, and then you gather together and surely say halal then. So Tosfos there on Tainus, the end of Tainus, asks the question, we always do like that. On Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov, when we say halal, we always say halal. We don't eat before davening. The Babaj eats before davening. So they're doing the right thing. They're the only ones doing the right thing. Einam halal keres maleim and nefesh today. You have to, yeah, what's... So Tosfos says, no, that's a different kind of halal. That's a halal... He was talking a halal b'shas ha-Yeshua. If there was no rain, is atziris gishamim. And then the Bezen was going to Tainus, and the rain comes, there's a Yeshua. So that halal should be recited al keres maleim and nefesh seveil. But the halal of Yom Tov is a halal, it's a different kind of halal. The Yeshua didn't occur now. On Pesach night, we say, B'chol davadar chayvam l'irstats mekili yotzmer Mitzrayim. L'ficha anatna chayavam l'halal. We consider it as if he just left Mitzrayim now. That's why we want to say halal tonight. Usually you don't say halal balaylo. The Mishnah Megillah says that one of the dvarim shemitzasim bayom, kosher kol hayom, is halal. You can't be yotzei halal balaylo. So manish tana Pesach night. How come on Pesach night you do say halal balaylo? So the answer is, there's a tshuva in the Chidah. Chidah has a few volumes of tshuvas, and one of the volumes he has is Shaila. There were people traveling in the Mediterranean on a boat, and then there was a storm, and they thought that the boat was going to sink. They thought they were all going to lose their lives, and they were all davening. And then they had a Yeshua, and the boat didn't sink, and they were nitzol in the middle of the night. So they felt they have to say halal. So they wanted to know, did they have to wait till the morning to say halal? Or maybe halal b'shas ha-Yeshua, maybe you can say balayla. So the Chidah says, no, this is a different kind of halal. Halal on Yom Tov can only be recited by Yom. But halal b'shas ha-Yeshua, halal on Yom Tov is simchas Yom Tov. Halal b'shas ha-Yeshua, that you can say balayla also. So that's what we assume. B'chol dar v'dar chayvarim l'irsatz m'kilu hu yotzim in Mitzrayim. Achshav, we're supposed to feel as if we just left Mitzrayim. L'fichach anachna hayavim l'halel. So we say the halal on Leil HaSeder is a halal that we consider like a halal b'shas ha-Yeshua. So that's where the main halal really is. The bulk of the halal is recited after the meal. That's what the Balamor says. Because of that gemara, the end of Tainus. Ein amar halal, el al keres maleya v'nefesh seveya. We say a little bit, either one paragraph or two paragraphs, machlek ze b'sham e'besil, we say a little bit of the halal before the meal to demonstrate that we kaveh the suda as a sudas haidoya. The whole suda should be considered a sudas haidoya to put us in a good mood in order to be able to recite the halal after we finish eating. Sudas haidoya is an inyan deraisa based on today's seder, Parshat Tzav. The Netziv has like that sudas haidoya is based on the institution of the korban todah. You invite a lot of people, and then you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you had a refuah, you were released from prison, or whatever it was. So, v'halu b'roivam of Moshe v'skeni mihalu, I forgot the pasuk already. Like Birchas HaGaymo, you have to say in the presence of 10 people. So you gather together twice as many people as normal, because the Korban Torah is only nechol yom v'layla, shlomim is nechol shleyam v'layla echot. So you can eat a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, but the Torah is only nechol yom v'layla ad chatzos. You have to invite twice as many people, make sure that it doesn't become nipsal belina. And then you eat the delicious meal, and then you express your gratitude to our Kodesh Baruch. So that's what on Pesach night, the Korban Pesach is ton hal v'shas achila as well. V'shas chitas ha-Pesach, they said halal, and v'shas achila, they also said halal. The Torah tells us, Ushmartem es ha-matzos. The Torah Shabbat darshan, as if it's Ushmartem es ha-mitzvos. Mitzvah bo v'yotcha, al tach mitzena, don't let it become chametz. But the pasuk goes, Ushmartem es ha-matzos, you should have shmura matzah. What do you mean shmura matzah? you should be careful that the matzah doesn't become chametz. That's what it means. Shmartam es hamatzos. You should be careful. So the Gemara assumes that it means more than that. It means that you need asiya lishma. Shmartam es hamatzos. You have to have asiya lishma. So we usually assume that a cheresh to be cotton or a nochri cannot create lishma. So we insist that the Jewish people have to bake the matzahs. Matzah shal nochrim, if the nochrim made the matzahs, even if the Jews are watching, but that's not called asiya lishma. Let's say a nochrim will write a get. The husband authorizes a nochri to write a get, he's going to write a get. That's not called lishma. So the Rishonim explain why. The Ritva and Daf Mem quotes from the Goyim, whoever Zeinu B'Torah says certain inyan cannot create lishma. So by nochrim, by b'nei noch, there is no institution of a get. There are two opinions in the Yerushalmi whether the Nochem have an institution of divorce or not. So the Catholic Church goes lechumra. They don't allow any divorces at all. The Rambam is mekel. He said they can have divorce, but it's not piksav. Either the husband or the wife can initiate the divorce, but it's not piksav. They just walk away from the other and say, nice knowing you, goodbye and good luck. And shy, they walk away. That's the gerushin. But they don't have gerushin b'ksav. That's l'choladei. So since a nochri zayin b'tov is gerushin, so a nochri cannot create lishma. So that's what the Ritva quotes the goyim here on Daf Mem. A nochri cannot matzah shal nochrim, even if the Yisrael is watching, but it's not called asiyah lishma, because a nochri is not mechuyev in the mitzvah matzah. Throughout all the generations, the practice always used to be that the women used to bake the matzahs. So it's a mazel that the women are mechuyev in matzah, even though it's in mitzvah seser shas b'grama. Usually women are exempt, so the Gemara says matzah is an exception to the rule. Just like Kiddush is an exception to the rule. Kiddush on Shabbos is a mitzvah seser shas b'grama, women are mechuyev, because it's a hekesh between Shomer v'Zachar. Shomer v'Zachar b'divrei echad nemar, Shomer is aloy sesei, Yishama pen ve'al is aloy sesei. To be a Shem Shabbos means not to do melocha on Shabbos. So since the women are muzer not to do melocha on Shabbos, even though Zohar is a mitzvah sasei shasma grama, the women are mechuyev. So similar hekesh is over here. The pasuk says, for 7 days you shouldn't eat chametz, you should rather eat matzah. So kol sheyeshtem b'bal tel chametz, yeshtem b'kol mechon matzah. Hani nashi, the women, since the women are muzer not to eat chametz on Pesach, because that's a loy sasei shasma grama, so even the mitzvah says they're eating matzah, even though mitzvah sasei shasma grama, usually the women are exempt from, so the women are mechuyev. So it's a mazel that was established, that is the din, that the women are mechuyev matzah. If the women would have not been mechuyev matzah, we wouldn't be able to make lishma, just like a nochri cannot create lishma. Whoever is Zeinu B'Torah cannot create lishma. It's interesting, Rab Chaim in his Sefer quotes this from Rab Simcha Zelig. In his Sefer, I quote, a day in a brisk, Rab Simcha Zelig said this pshat in the Rambam, that a nochri cannot write a get lishma because he's Zeinu B'Torah. Whoever is Zeinu B'Torah can't create lishma. He was a Chaim, that's what the Gaonim said. That's what the Ritva and Daf Mem quotes from the Gaonim. So the only time you need asiya lishma is when you have Sidura de Pas. The Gemara says there in Shabbos, Masechet Shabbos, there are 39 melachas on Shabbos, and 11 of them are called Sidura de Pas. So the Asiyas Alechem begins Milisha the Yelech, when you mix the flour with water. When you plow the ground and you plant it and you harvest it and you grind it up to make flour, that's not called Asiyas Alechem. That's Sidura de Pas. That's one of the, those are the first few of the 11 melachas of Sidur the Pas, but that's not Asiyas Alechem. Asiyas Alechem begins Milisha V'Yelech. So that's Milisha V'Yelech, that's when you can't have a guy do it. You need Asiyah Lishma. So you have to have people who are Bar Mitzvah. They have in a biography, the Chazanish, that when Rab Chaim Kanievsky was a young boy before Bar Mitzvah, he wanted to participate in the baking of the matzah, so, but he was a cotton, so they couldn't let him do anything because he needed Asiyah Lishma. So they only allowed him to scream out L'shem Mitzvah Matzah. He did the screaming. Shem mitzvah matzah. You have to be bar mitzvah. You have to be bar mitzvah. That's the mission in Gitmi. So mecher shot v'kot and can't write a get, because whoever is a la bar das cannot create lishma. And even if you are a bar das, a nochri is a bar das, but the nochri is not ein b'toris gitten, so you cannot create lishma. So again, the mazel is that the women are mechuyev matzah. It's an exception to the rule, even though it says magroma. But because the mechuyev matzah, that's why they can create lishma. Then there's another din, shmartam es hamatzah shema michimutz, to make sure it doesn't become chametz. So the Gemara says there's a chumre That's the second line from the bottom. When they would harvest the grain from the ground, they would have in mind to be careful that it shouldn't. They would put it in a plastic bag or put it somewhere to make sure that it doesn't come in contact with water. That's a din of shima mechimitz. You can't say that that's asiyah lishma. That's not called asiyah alechem. Asiyah alechem doesn't begin before lisha. Before lisha, did not asiyah alechem. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Pri Chodesh makes this distinction. If a nachri will do the harvesting, and there'll be a mashgiach, a Jewish mashgiach, watching. So he says, the harvesting, that's okay. The grinding up done by Nachri under supervision of Yisrael, that's okay. But from the Sinas HaMayim, that's Asiyah. Asiyah has to be Lishma. But before, you don't need Asiyah Lishma. It's not called Asiyah Samatz. Before, it's just Shima Mechimotz. So what does it mean, Shima Mechimotz? The Rav is that the grain does not become Chametz, even though you detached it from the ground. The grain does become Chametz till you grind it up and you pour in water. There is a far out chance that it will become chametz after you detach it from the ground. The Gemara talks about a very far out possibility, the achmetz bin mechuber. The Gemara has earlier. There's a case of in the lamed. There's a case of achmetz bin mechuber. The grain became chametz while it was still attached to the ground. So the Minchas Chinuch says that's so far fetched. We're not mechuyev to worry about that. If you see that the grain while it was attached to the ground did become chametz, you can't use it. Chametz is chametz, can't use it, but you're not mechuyev to be concerned about that. So one opinion in the Gemara, we are machmer for this, b'toras chumer. One opinion in the Gemara, that you have to be concerned about the far-out possibility that it became chametz, bishas ketzira, after you detach from the ground. Probably it didn't become chametz. Other opinion in Shulchan Aruch is you only have to worry, shima mishas tchina. What's that, this mishas tchina? Why can it, that's from the Rosh. Shima mishas tchina. Why? What happened after Trina that it's more likely that it's going to become chametz? So the Rosh explains why. They used to grind, they didn't have electric mills, they used to grind by water mill. They had a river, and the river is flowing anyway, so they used to have a mill because the water was flowing, so the mill would cause the grinding. So if you have a water mill, so the water splashing all over the place, and there's a concern some of the water from the river may splash into the flour. So that's why they had an in-between shita. You don't need shima mishas ktsira, that's a chumre, but shima mishas tchina you would need because the water is right there. And the water is splashing because you have a water mill. The water is splashing on, so the possibility some of the water splashed onto the flour that you ground, it'll become chametz. But mikra din, if it's not available, shima, we spend a lot of money to get shmura mishas ktsira. If you don't get shmura mishas ktsira and you don't get shmura mishas, by us, shmurim shas tchina is irrelevant. We don't use water mills. We use electric mills. They don't use water mills. So by us, the ikir is shmurim mishas lisha, and the asiyah lishma. The Rambam sounds like he says that there's an inyan of having shmurim matzah all of Pesach, not just for the Seder. But the Rambam himself admits that Me'ikir Adin, you're allowed to eat pshutas, the Gemara said the Farish. A Nochri who made matzahs, if a Nochri made matzahs, he can eat it on Pesach, just he can't be Yotzei Yidechei Vasa, because the Nochri can't create Lishma. But you're allowed to eat it on Pesach. So the Rambam says, if you have nothing else to eat, but more correct is, you should avoid eating, you should eat Shmura matzah all of Pesach. You shouldn't eat pshuta matzah. So some had that minute to be choshish for the Rambam, and most did not. It's an expensive minute, expensive chumrah. Normally, when you have a korban, let's say you have a korban shlamim, so shlamim is nechon, shnei yamim v'layla echot. You can eat the korban shlamim, bring a shlamim, let's say Wednesday morning, 11:30 in the morning. So you can eat the shlamim right away, right after they brought it. You can eat it Wednesday night, and Thursday till Shkia. Shnei yamim v'layla echot. You have a chatos and an osham, so the chatos you can eat yom v'layla ad chatzos. The korban Pesach is a kotch mikalim, so it really should have been shnei yamim v'layla echot, but the pasuk says not so. But it's not Nechel Yom Balayla. It's only Nechel Balayla. The Gemara learns out in the Pasuk, that's the bottom of Mem Aleph and Beis. Rochlas Habasa Balayla is a Balayla and Bayom Lo. That you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach Bayom. And the same thing we assumed as a Machlok, the Satanami had in the end of the first parak, in middle of the first parak in Brochas. HaPesach Ein HaNechel Elo At Chatzos. You can't eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. The Gemara had a machlokes or Rekiva and Blazim Barazai, whether the Chatzos Halayla is a Din Deraisa or a Din Derabbanan. And Tosis is not sure how we paskin. They say some of the Balei Tosis thought we should pass on like a, perhaps like a Blazim Barazai, that Chatzos is a Din Deraisa. So it means if you eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, it won't be Yoitze. Is there an Isser to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos? So the Ar Samech writes, that Bialdusa, when he was younger, he used to think, there's no Isser, you won't be Yotze in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach if you eat it after Chatzos. But then you can continue to eat it after Chatzos, B'toris Kachim Kalim. But then when he got older, he realized that it's against the Gemara and Afayin. It's B'ferish in the Gemara that, according to Rav Lozman and Azariah, that it's a din, you're not Yotze Korban Pesach after Chatzos, then it's Osem and Atorah to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. Why? So I think he says that it's all learned out from this pasuk. Rochlas habasa balayla hazeh balayla and bayom lo. Why is it also it's an iser esay? Why is it also to eat the korban pesach bayom and er pesach? It's a normal kachim kalim. Normal kachim kalim is nechel at least yom balayla. Why is it only nechel balayla? The answer is that's the xeris akos of the korban pesach may not be eaten b'toris kachim kalim. Korban pesach may only be eaten b'toris korban pesach. So let's say, in a nechal ela lemenuyah. If I'm not one of the menuyim on this Korban Pesach, I'm not allowed to eat. Why not? Let me eat. I'll eat the Korban Pesach that I'm a munah on. Then I'll nibble some of this Korban Pesach on. So you see, not allowed to. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach with Torah's Kachim Kalim. You're only permitted to eat it. But Torah's Korban Pesach has to be lemenuyah, but it has to be balayla, it has to be kledim chatzais. So just like bayom, there's an iser esi, bachlas abasa balayla en. Balayla and Bayom Lo, so to eat after Chatzos would be a din deraisa. Not to eat the Korban Pesach, but Torah's Kachim Kalim. Tosis has a chiddush on the opening Mishnah in Arbet Psochim. Tosis came up with a diuk in the Mishnah that you cannot begin the Seder till after Tzeis HaKochavim. A normal Shabbos in Yontif, you can make Mekabal Tosef Shabbos and make Kiddush early and start the meal early. If you're making Kiddush, we learned the Gemara in Daf Chavav. Rav Tzodesh al Shabbos, Berev Shabbos, he used to Dav Marif before Shkia, after Plaga Mincha. And then the Gemara has a Shaila, would he say Kiddush? And the Gemara says, yes, he would say Kiddush al Ayayin also. He said, Kiddush al Ayayin, the din is you have to have Kiddush B'makam Suda. So obviously he would begin the Suda. So Tais is there on Tzadik Tesson and based. The first Talmud in Perek Avi Pesach and Tes has 2 days. Can you be Yotze the Suda Shabbos if you eat the whole meal, if you finish the whole meal during this Zman of Tosefes? So since Tosefes has one opinion that not, so it means you can make Kiddush during this Zman of Tosefes, you can begin the meal, but you have to save a little bit of challah for the end after Tzeis HaKochavim, either Kezayis or Kebetza, Yotze Mekebetza. 3 different opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. So Tosfos said that's only on any other Shabbos and Yom Tov. But Arbe Pesachim, you can't begin to eat matzah until it's Tzeis HaKochavim. Why? Because the pasuk says Vachos Abasa Balayla Hazeh. But Erev Tochel Matzah has to be Davka Balayla. It's not enough if you Mekabel Tosfos Yom Tov earlier, so it has the Kedusha Sayyam of Yom Tov. It's not Laila. You can't be Yotze Matzah in Korban Pesach the next morning. It can't be Yotze late in the afternoon of Yudal. It has to be Balaylo. Rochlas Habasa Balaylo has that. It's not yet Lailo during this Zman of Tosefes. And Ba'erev Tochle Matzah. Ba'erev also means Balaylo. So that's the opinion that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. They don't quote the Machlokes. But there on Daf Chavav, in Brachas, the Tosfos HaRash, quotes that the other Balei Tosfos disagree. They said even on Pesach night, you can finish eating the whole Korban Pesach during this Zman of Tosefes. Vachos Habasa Balayla Hazeh, according to the Tosfos HaRash, doesn't mean you have to eat the Korban Pesach Balayla. It just means to the exclusion of tomorrow morning. You can't eat it by Yom. But it means the Tchilas Kedushas HaYom of Yom Tov Pesach. If you're Mekabel Tosefes Yom Tov, Mebod Yom. So according to that opinion, you can eat the Korban Pesach also. So we are choishish for the Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch, that's the only opinion that they quote. They don't quote the others. So we assume that not only Pesach, Korban Pesach, and Matzah have to be Balayla, Sipit Tzis Mitzayim Os has to be Balayla, and Arba Kosis has to be Balayla, and the Kiddush is also considered a Chelek of the Sipit Tzis Mitzrayim. Kiddush on Pesach night is the same as Kiddush on any other Shabbos Yonta, but it's also an integral part of the Sipit Tzis Mitzrayim, not just the drinking of the Arba Kosis. The drinking of the first kos has to be balayla, because all the mitzvahs, achilas alayla, have to be balayla. But the reciting of the kiddush also, that's a person knows it's going to take them 6 minutes to sing the kiddush. Chazan has a routine, and they're having a big communal seder in the shul, and it takes them 6 minutes to say kiddush. By the time he's going to get to drink the wine, it will already be tzeis hakom. But right now he knows that it's bein hashmashos. So it says, and there's a machlokes to Taz and the Magen Avraham, why shouldn't you say Kiddush during this month of Tosefes? So some say because they have to drink the wine Balayla. You can say the Kiddush during this month of Bein HaShemashes, but the drinking should be Balayla. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes both reasons. That's one reason. Then he quotes the other reason. No. The Kiddush is part of Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim. Because B'tei Seichel Tzias Mitzrayim. So the Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim has to be Balayla also. The Chachamim were Misakin. That's what the Gemara says. The Chachamim and Arvi Pesach Gemara says, the Chachamim were Misakin on Pesach night to fulfill Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim, al Seder HaBrochas. You start off with Kiddush al HaKos, then you have Asher Gyalonu al HaKos, then you have Bichas HaMozen al HaKos, then you have Bichas HaShir al HaKos. Four Brochas al HaKos. So the first Broch al HaKos is the Kiddush, that's the outline of the Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim. So the Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim should be Dafka Balayla, on the assumption that the Korban Pesach has to be dafka balayla, not during this man of Tosefes. And the matzah also has to be dafka balayla, not during this man of Tosefes. So the Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim should also be like that. The Ramah quotes the Ran and Megillah, the Ran and the Rif and Megillah. It's a Ran here too, in Arba Pesachim. It says that you should finish the Arba Kosis. Try to finish all the Arba Kosis by Chatzos. They quote the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, always try to encourage his wife and all the people to move on the Seder in such a way that they'll finish the Arba Kosis by Chatzos. But if it didn't work out, so he wouldn't tell his wife that she should leave out one of the courses in the meal, because the women work so hard, they're going to tell them to leave out. They spent hours and hours preparing all these macholim. So he thought, Mikar Adin, you don't have to worry about the Chatzos. Because Mikar Adin, you can eat Korban Pesach all night long, like Rabbi Akiva. Chatzos is only with the Rabbanon. The Gemara said it's only with the Rabbanon. Then he only instituted it by Korban Pesach, then never instituted it by Matzah. But it's only a chumrah to be choshish for Ablos Ben Azar. Because some of the Balei Atos, the minority opinion of Balei Atos, were that you be passing like Ablos Ben Azar. If Chatzos is deraisa, then it carries over to Matzah and to Morah as well. A Seder is a big machlokes. Rabbi Abel Soloveitchik pointed out some machlokes. The Rambam and the Balei Atosis, we learned it in Brochas. What is a Seder all about? So the Rambam's opinion is that Seder is a separate mitzvah. Chol dover dor chai varam laharis asas ben kilu yatzim asam. You have to demonstrate that you are a ben chorin. How do you fulfill laharis? By having haseber and by having arba kosis. These are the two parts of laharis. So let's say a person will drink the Arba Kosis and eat the matzah b'li haseba. He'll be outside the Arba Kosis, he'll be outside the matzah, but he won't be outside the mitzvah of haseba. He should go eat, drink again a cup of wine. Why? It was outside the Arba Kosis already. Farfan, he didn't know haseba, so he didn't do haseba. According to the Rambam, haseba l'chatchila should be kol asuda. It should be meisav kol asuda. The Rambam quotes that. L'chatchila yesav kol asuda. They quote that the Chazon Ish and the Stipler didn't have that practice. Even though it says in Shulchan Aruch, they say, we don't do that. The Rabbi Yosef says that Bizman Hazeh doesn't make sense to do Haseba. We fire. We never eat Haseba, so it's so annoying by us. So the women usually rely on the Rabbi Yosef. The women, even though the Gemara says women are Mechayim and Haseba, often Rabbi Yosef, even though it's a mitzvah, says a Shazman Grama, women are Mechayim and Haseba, often Rabbi Yosef, same thing Rabbi Kaisers. But by us, the common practice is the women never do Haseba. The Gemara says if the woman is liberated, then she should do. So the Rambam says all of our wives are liberated already. By the Ashkenazim, they were all liberated centuries ago. And now by now, all the Sephardim wives are also, everybody's liberated. And the wives decided they're going to follow the Rabbi Yoh. Rabbi Yoh says that the whole din of Haseba doesn't apply to anybody today. So by the men, we don't follow the rabbiot. But the Yevit, if a person already benched, but he has saved, then the Mishnah Berurah says, but the Yevit, it's already too late. Then we'll rely on the rabbiot. But l'chatchil, we don't rely on the rabbiot. We would insist you need a saved. So the Rambam's opinion is Haseba as a su'anumit. Haseba with Abrakaisis is a fulfillment of B'chol Davodar Chayvaram Laharis Asatzmo. That's a din with the Rabbanim. And I told the din B'chol Davodar Chayvaram Liris Asatzmo Kiliyat Mitzrayim. You have to have the attitude. You have to have that in mind. You have to feel. That's the most difficult mitzvah. To feel as if we just got freed on Pesach night. To have the feeling as if that's very hard to have that attitude. They freed all the slaves. Lincoln freed the slaves in America, and they freed the slaves all over. The colonies, after the First World War, after the Second World War, they freed all the slaves. Everybody was freed. So why should we have such an attitude? It's very hard to have that attitude. That's a diminatar, that attitude. But in the Rabbanah, there's a din laharis atzma. To demonstrate, the demonstrating, that's not so difficult to do. The Harris is not so difficult. Liris is more difficult. And Tosef Shita is that, no, Haseva is not a separate mitzvah. Haseva is the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. And if you eat matzah, B'lei Haseva, you should eat again. And it's the correct way to drink Arba Kosis. And if you drink Arba Kosis, B'lei Haseva, so you should drink over again. The Gemara has two Lashonis on Kuf Chesam and Aleph. Only two of the Arba Kosis need Haseba. Is it the first two or the last two? So that's a machlokes. Ho betarte kase kamoi, ho betarte kase basar. Amilo lahagisa, amilo lahagisa. The two opinions, which two need Haseba? And now the Gemara says, Hashda dit mahach, v'yit mahachi, since the two opinions, each one has a good argument. So we require a seba on all the four cases. But mikra din, you really shouldn't have required it. Should have been enough a seba on two of the cases. So that's where the Ran has a famous discussion. It's the whole din of a seba is only with the Rabbanan. So why do you say misafik, you have to do a seba on all four? You should have said safik d'abban l'kula. If you're not sure which two are a seba, so just do on two. So the pashtus is, you're going to say on the first two cases, Safik Rabbanu Lekula, you won't do Haseba. Then the second do you say Safik Rabbanu Lekula, you won't do any Haseba. So you'd be left with no Haseba at all. So for sure you did wrong. And then just to pick arbitrarily, I'm going to do Haseba on these two. Why should you do Haseba on those two? So that usually you say that's the din of Shtei Kederis. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch, the very end of Chelek Aleph Yerodeh, the last simon. Chelek Aleph Yerodeh is simon Kuf Yud Aleph. Kuf Yud is about Tzvek, long simon. Kuf Yud Aleph is about Shtei Kederis. The Shtei Kederis is like this. If you have an Issa de Rabbanon, and there's a suffix whether it fell into a pot of kosher soup, and there's a suffix whether the trefa Issa de Rabbanon fell into the pot or not, so you have a right to assume suffix de Rabbanon Lekula. It didn't fall in. But if you have two Kederis of two pots of kosher soup, and the Issa de Rabbanon fell into one, and kosher flavoring fell into the other one, they both taste exactly the same. You can't tell by tasting it, because I put in the same flavoring, the two different, but one of them has a flavoring that's treif de Rabbanon, the other one has a kosher flavoring. And one is potato soup, and one is vegetable soup, or something like that. Two different kinds of soup. I enjoy whatever. I enjoy one of the two soups. I'll say Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula. So that says in the Shulchan Aruch, that's Tosefta's like that. That Shtei Kederis, and he said the Rabbanon fell into one of the two. So you can't be Mata, both of them. You can't say Sveika Rabbanon Lekula when there's a tie to the Sasri. You can't just pick arbitrarily this one. The one that I want to eat, I'll be Mekel. The one that you're going to eat, that's your problem. I'll be Mekel, Sveika Rabbanon Lekula. You have no right to pick arbitrarily. So Shtei Kederis, you have to be Machmer on both. So that's the Kasha that the Beis HaLevi discusses. Why does the Ran says over here, why do you need Haseba and all the Abrakosis? Why don't you say Sveika Rabbanon Lekula? So he says, big deal, what's so difficult to do? I say, you may as well do. You only say Sveika Rabbanon Lekula when it's a big tircha to be machmir. It's easy to do. I say, why does he say it's easy? You should have said because of Shtei Kederis. So that's a discussion, because the Ran and Megillah talks about if you have a city that's in Sofik, Mukav, Chaimim, Moshe, Shur, Benun, so it's a Sofik where you're supposed to read the Megillah on Yud, Dalar, Tezvav. The Gemara says you read on both days. So the Rani asked over there, why do you read on both days? Is Mikra Megillah Dibri Kabbalah? And Dibri Kabbalah could Dibri Torah Dami? And so he says, Safik Dibri Kabbalah L'chumer. The Ran doesn't say that. That's what the Minchas Aluzer, Tainas Rabbi Kivega quotes from the Turi Yevin, Rabbi Kivega and Hilchas Purim quotes from the Turi Yevin, from the Shagazari Sefer, that reading the Megillah is Dibri Kabbalah, Dibri Kabbalah, and Dibri Torah Dami. So if you're Mesupik, maybe you missed the word in Mikra Megillah, so you have to hear over, because Safik Daraisa L'chumer, and Safik Dibri Kabbalah is like Dibri Kabbalah and Dibri Torah Dami. So Minchas Aluzer says it's against all the Rishani, because the Rishani discuss if you have a city that's a Safik Mukav Chaim Moshe Shor Benun. So the Gemara says you read on both days, and the Rishonim ask, why don't you say Sveika Daban Lekula? They don't give that answer, that it's Dibri Kabbalah. So apparently Mikra Megillah is not Dibri Kabbalah. Mikra Megillah is only the Rabbanon. Maybe Shalachmanis, Matanis, Levyanim, and Sudim, maybe that's Dibri Kabbalah. That says Beferish. Mikra Megillah doesn't really say Beferish in the Megillah says, it says, Ayamimayla Nizkarim, the days are spoken of. That's the whole reference to the Mikra Megillah, Nizkarim. The word Nizkarim means spoken of. Yeah, so there's a steer in the two runs. The run there on Megillah is talking when you have a suffix, but you have to read the Megillah Yadala Tezbab. Here the run on the rift, same person. The run on the rift here is talking about which two cases need a saber, the first two or the last two. So one place he says, what's a big deal? What's so difficult? He says, by the Arba cases, to read the Megillah is it's a longer Megillah. It takes an hour. To read the Megillah Balada, to read the Megillah, I can't say what's so difficult. It's a big tircha. So there he gives a different answer. There he says it's like shtei kederes, it'll be a tartar. You can't pick arbitrarily one day over the other. You have to be machmah on both. And here he says, what's a big deal? It's not so difficult to do a seba. So do a seba. So why doesn't he say this? Why doesn't he give the answer of shtei kederes over here as well? So that's what the Beis HaLevi talks about. Beis HaLevi talks about it because in the late 1800s, they were discussing Shemitah. That's when they started to move back to Eretz Yisrael. So there was a question, which year is Shnas HaShemitah? So in all the calendars, it says, the Tavshin Ayin Ches is whatever, the third year of Shemitah cycle, Lefi Minyan HaGodim, Lefi Kabbalah HaGodim. But the Rabbi holds you shouldn't, the Rambam says you should follow the Goyim. The Rabbi says you shouldn't follow the Goyim. So it's a machlokes, which year is supposed to be Shemitah? So somebody said, well, it's a big deal. Shemitah b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbon, it's Sveika d'Rabbon l'kula, you can be mekel on everything. So the Beis HaLevi said, what are you talking about? When you have a tie to this asra, you have to be machma on both. That's the din of shtei kederes. We better not consider it a real Sveika d'din in which year is Shemitah, then we'll have to observe both Shemitah years. We know what the din is. We follow Kabbalah Sagainim. We know when Shemitah was. It was 4 years ago with Shemitah and Shein. So he has a whole essay in the Tshuvas Beis HaLevi about this. About the stira and the runs. So one of the runs is over here, on Kuf Chesam and Aleph. Why do you need Haseba in all the four cases? How much do you have to drink from the Arba cases? So the Gemara says that you drink Roif cases. The Gemara says you drink Ruba de Kasa, that's Kuf Chesam and Beis. Taisa says it's not accurate. You don't drink Roif Kais. The Gemara says, when you make Kiddush and Abdullah, I'm Baruch Tzarech Sheyitam, and how much is Sheyitam? It's Meloi Lugmav. How much is Meloi Lugmav? So that's a Roif Revi is by an Odom Beinani. That's what the Ran says and is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Meloi Lugmav is on Yom Kippur, the Shir Shtia is Meloi Lugmav. And the Shir for Baruch Tzarech Sheyitam, when you make Kiddush, when you bench Alakos, Shir is Meloi Lugmav. Why does Taisa say that it's inaccurate? The Gemara says, Ruba de Kasa. Because Tosis here, Kuf Chesam and Beis, is going to Shitosam, and the opening Mishnah, Tzarek Tesam and Beis, the Tosis is of the opinion that the Arba Kaisis on Pesach night is not a Chi of Shtia, everybody in the family has to. It's like Kiddush and Avdola, the father of the household should say Kiddush Alayayin, and somebody should drink Maloy Lugmav. Then somebody should say Asher Geolonu Alakos, and somebody should drink Maloy Lugmav. Then you bench Alakos, and somebody should have Maloy Lugmav. And you say Birchas Hashiv Alakos, and someone should have. You don't need everybody to drink. Tosis says maybe there's such a possibility, but they don't think that it's correct. The Rambam writes like that. The Rambam writes that there are two dinim on Pesach night. There's one din for brachas alakos, and as far as brach alakos is concerned, that would have been sufficient if you just have amvurch tzoch sheitam alulugmav. Then he said no. There's another din. Chol darvadar chaybarim laharis esatz makilu yatz mitzrayim. So the haris has two parts. One part is One part is haseba, and one part is to drink abrikosis, because the slaves are not given liquors in order to drink a toast. And we want to drink a toast to our freedom. So the